Log Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Sawubona. In Senegal, Nangadef. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed, into the swing of things? Well, don't worry, you are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversations on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness / stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
January 22nd. Where's the month gone already? Happy Earth Day, birthday, born day, if you call it birthday. And if you've made your transition, you are on another level. Grateful to have had you here on this planet as well. And condolences to the family of Sabrina Clay. That's my girlfriend, I guess, Clay. Her sister, Sabrina, made her transition, and her funeral will be this weekend. And also the jazz artist Marlena Shaw from California Soul. She was 4 years young. If you go to my blog, you'll see the information. There's a nice article there, ZeldaSpeaks.wordpress.com. I know I talk too fast. Comes from years of being indoctrinated in secular radio. ZeldaSpeaks.com. www.thatword.com. And if you're listening online, we'd love to have your questions today. Join in the conversation at 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak. And we also have a new number that is scrolling on the screen there for those of you who are watching online. You can watch on one channel, doesn't work, they all work. I'm sorry, of one platform doesn't work, they all work. Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. I knew there was another one. And it's all under Higher Learning TV Show. And it's the Love Series, How to Get the Love You Want with Sugar Mama Laurie. She'll be joining us here on Monday Morning Mindfulness after the 7:30 break. And you'll be able to get a chance to call in and chat with her. If you are headed this morning, do know that it is Monday Morning Madness on the road. There's always a little bit congestion on the road this morning, so do expect some delays if you are headed out and about. It's time for your traffic. That's exactly what you'll be sitting in. Traffic and weather. Eric.com. If you are owner, business owner, or you have this, anywhere else, you can get it on IG. Here and tell them that Karen Elda, Karen Kelly is my contact there. Excuse me. And also, traveling is a big bonus if you want to go to the Caribbean. I just came back from Jamaica. I wish I was there this morning, but that's a whole other story. Alaska, Hawaii, Mexico, Vegas. You know everybody goes to Vegas. So stop paying for it. Get that $100 promo and go shopping right away. There are no reported delays on Metro today. High 32, 35 tomorrow, yes, but there's a chance of snow, ice, and rain, so I don't know how good that is. Inbound on the Kennedy is very heavy, always heavy. Inbound, it is 31, and the express lanes has been cleared at that crash at Diversey Avenue. Inbound on the Edens 25, on the Ike 30, Stevenson 26, Dan Ryan 27, the Bishop Ford 17, and Dusop on Lakeshore Drive inbound. It is 12 minutes in. And that is your traffic and weather sponsored by Karen Kelly of itex.com. And if you want to call in this morning, this is the call-in number at 727-731-5192. That's 727-731-5192. We have several platforms that we're operating on, so we want to be able to have you to have access to all of them. So, there's a lot of static. No other windows open. It was just this raggedy phone. Okay, and it's time for your Monday morning mindfulness meditation. Comes from Mike House. And it is Monday, January 22nd, 2024, proximity to prosperity. I like that, don't you? Close your eyes for a moment and picture yourself living, moving, and expressing your highest and best good. Taste it. Feel it. Breathe it in. The air around you is charged with possibilities. Oh, I like that. The air around you is charged with possibilities. Oh, yeah, we can tap into those possibilities in just a few minutes here. You are standing at the threshold of all that God has for you. You are the one spirit desires to flow through. You, yeah, talking about you, are the one that spirit desires to flow through. Everything about you is prosperous, but you didn't know that, did you? Everything about you is prosperous. Perhaps you weren't fully aware of your proximity to prosperity. Perhaps you thought of your good as something that will happen at some distant point in the future. My friend, right where you are, right now, prosperity is, period. Surrender is the wonder of this moment. Surrender is the wonder of this moment. Open yourself to the good that seeks expression right now. I like that. Open yourself to the good that seeks expression right now. You came to the planet fully equipped, fully really ready to express God as highest and best prosperity is your birthright. Feel it in your bones, in your heart, and in your spirit. Embrace this truth. Prosperity is your birthright. Let it ignite a fire within you to take the next step in the direction of your good. How about that? Do not be afraid, little flock, for it is your Father as good pleasure to give you the kingdom. And that's from Luke 12:32. And that's your Monday morning mindfulness moment from Mike House. And you say, how do I get to be on that list, Zelda? Well, you just have to text me, I'm sorry. And you will see the number rolling across the screen. And if you don't, then I'm sure you do, but no, I'll text it to you. It's not there. Let me pull it up here. I apologize for this because I want you to be able to do that. Okay, that number is 312-383-9749. That's 312-383-9749. I know I talked too fast. I'll say it again, Zelda. 312-383-9749. When you text that number, type in the word MMM or Monday Morning Mindfulness. Either one. Doesn't matter. I'll get it. And I'm a little slow, so bear with me. You know, you young people are born into this technology. I had to be adopted by it, so I'm not as fast as you are. So thank you for your patience. And thank you for joining me this morning for the time of the day that, as Dr. Maya Angelou would say, before you face the God, face the spirit that is within you. Phenomenal woman, Dr. Maya Angelou, poet, author, writer, director, filmmaker, producer, you name it, she did it. She lived in Paris, she lived in Cairo, she lived all over the place. I love it. You could do that back in the 70s. You can still do it now. I love it. Young people are doing it. But I digress. You know, I do that sometimes. But before you face the day. So this is why we are facing the day with quiet time, because we jump out of the bed, into the shower, out of the house. But what happened to me time? What happened to me? I love everybody else, but I gotta love myself. That's what this love series is all about. We're so busy taking care of everybody else, we forget about us. So this is us time. This is me time. Let me hear you say me time. If you're watching online, type in me time in the comment section. Me time. So that's what we're going to do, me time. And as we prepare for this Monday morning mindfulness, let us get comfortable, because we're going to do a little breathing exercise that you can tap into that proximity to prosperity. And it all happens through the breath. I was listening to my breathing last night and watching. And I said, people think when I come on this show that I'm here to teach. I'm actually here to learn, because the lessons, the thoughts, and as the children say, the computers, is the downloads that I get from the Creator are not for you, they're for me. And I just share them with you, because you think I'm the teacher and I'm not. I'm the student. You're the teacher, and I'm always learning, and I'm grateful to be in that position to share. So know that I make mistakes from time to time. Not mistakes, just that direction. Another direction. You know, that's the way you have to see it. But anyway, we're going to do Monday morning mindfulness meditation, and if you didn't sleep last night, I slept like a rock. Just a little oil. I always advise you to get some kind of oil, some essential oils. Can you see that? That's lavender. Yeah, that's lavender. Love me some lavender. Sprinkle that on your sheets at night. Just a couple. Because this is very potent. And you take a drop or two. One is good. Really, one is good because it's potent. Did you see me do that? Just did like that. One drop. Take it, rub it. And then what do? Inhale. Wow. Why is she smiling? If you just inhale what I inhale, you'd be smiling too. Yeah, lavender is like it calms all of this down, and you feel so good. You just want to start moving. Anyway, I digress. Let us continue with Monday morning mindfulness meditation. And sit up straight in your chair, feet flat on the floor. If you're laying in the bed, that's okay, too. Do what you do. Just breathe with me, okay? So we're just going to inhale and exhale. And thank you for joining me for tea this morning. Have tea, you drink it. Type it in the drinking water cup. Did you have your glass of at least an 8-ounce glass of lemon water, half of lemon, in room temperature water? Cleans all of this out. How do I know? Because I'm blowing my nose all the time. Because I got a lot of mucus. Because I eat things or shit. Anyway, I digress. Anyway, from time to time, you'll hear that sound. And that is the sound that will remind you to bring your thoughts back front and center, because your thoughts are all over the place. You're thinking about your to-do list, getting the kids off of school, going to work, yada, yada, yada. How long is the train going to take? Is the car going to start? Yeah, all of that stuff. That's going to happen. That's going to be. But we want you to focus on you. Say, focus on me. Emmy. If you're watching online, type M-E in the comment section. So on YouTube, Facebook, whatever. Okay, are you ready? So let us become still. And let us become quiet. And just close your eyes and just start breathing. Just breathe in through the nose and exhale. Breathe in and breathe out. Inhale deeply. Hold it. And exhale. Once more, breathe in deeply. Hold it. And exhale. Once more, breathe in deeply. There's power in the breath. There's power in this exercise, and they don't want you to know that, because the powers that be want to keep you in, want to keep control of you, and they do that with programming from radio, television, cell phone. You know, we sleep with our cell phones on, because I listen to the waves at night. And at some point in time, we have to remember that we are the powerhouse. Many of us don't know that, because they don't teach us that. They don't want us to know that, because that way they can keep us under a thumb. That's why we what? We breathe in, we hold it, and we exhale. Giving thanks for the power of the breath that keeps us and allows us to stretch this morning. Bring those hands over your head. For those on the switchboard who can't see what I'm doing, bring your hands in the air and wave them like you really do care. And as we turn to the side and stretch, keep breathing, inhaling and exhaling. We don't have to do it together as long as you're breathing, because I don't want you falling out at the computer. And exhale. And turn to the side and stretch. And stretch. And rotate your shoulders and breathe in. And breathe out. Breathe in. And breathe out. Once more, breathe in. And breathe out. And just sit there and just be with that breath. Close your eyes. You should not be looking at me, but the inside of your eyelids is the only thing that you should be looking at, and you should be breathing. And just feel how that feeling of breath feels, because that's where your power is. We give thanks for the power of the breath deep breathing, relax the system. As now we want to that tell us despite the chaos and the confusion that is going on out there as we breathe in. Hold it. And breathe out. As we breathe in, bringing all that breath to the top of the forehead, feeling it move down through the face and landing on the shoulders as we rotate those shoulders left and right, backwards and forwards, and stretch as we do the higher learning hip roll this morning from side to side. You know, we sit at computers all day. Not good for the back. I know. We had a chiropractor to prove it. I'm going to move from side to side. Breathe in. Sending more love, light, and energy down through the solar plexus and the chest and the sides and the back and the buttocks and the hips as we breathe in and as we breathe out. As we breathe in and as we breathe out, sending more love, light, and energy down through the thighs and the knees. Oh, yes, loving on those knees because they are working and walking and feeling good. Talk to whatever part of your body says it needs some attention. It's talking to you, so talk to it back. Ask it what it needs. Probably need to walk, need to move some more. As we breathe in. And as we breathe out, send more love, light, and energy down through those legs and the ankles and the arches and the toes. Feel free to wiggle those toes. Yes, send that energy right back up here as we breathe in. Bringing more love for energy from the feet back up through the legs and the knees and the thighs and the hips as we breathe in and as we breathe out. We give thanks for the possibility of movement because somebody somewhere in a bed can't even roll over in the bed. And look at you, moving on by yourself. You go now with your bad self. Say it loud. I'm rocking and I'm proud. All right, we're moving as we breathe. Bringing that energy back up to the solar plexus. And letting all that breath of energy in right here on these shoulders, because that's where most of us have hold all our attention. Take these fingers right here. This is your back. This is your fingers. And just knead it. Knead, 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 knead. Touch your body. Mm-hmm. Feel that, yeah, that feels good. Mm-hmm. Do that anytime, any place, anywhere. Oh, yeah, that feels good. I take the rest of those fingers and move them up the back of the neck. Talk to that vagus nerve in the back of your neck. It's running from the top of your head to the bottom of your spine. Ooh, vagus nerve, I am loving you because you are loving me, and I like anything on my body that like me. Hello, somebody. Mm-hmm. As we breathe in, hold it. And blow it out. Breathe in. Hold it. And blow it out. Once more, breathe in. Hold it. And exhale. As you continue breathing in, breathing out, giving thanks for the power of the breath, we are reminded that we are at the right place, at the right time, doing the right thing. Because there is no one that is more important than you. In the scheme of things, if you're not feeling fine, you're going to project some negativity out there, and that's what you're going to draw back. So you got to be sure to remember the easy bake oven. Bake yourself in the morning. Bake yourself a love. Self-love. That's what this series is all about. Self-love. We're so busy loving everybody else and looking for love out there. How do I know? Been there, done that. Self-love is the most important thing. And all kinds of love will show up in your life. That's why the purpose, whole purpose of this, what? Breathing in. And breathing out. Breathing in. And breathing out. When you breathe in and breathe out, if you don't feel your chest moving, you're not breathing deep enough. You need to feel the movement in your body. This body possesses everything that you need. But they do everything to keep us away from it. We know better here at Monday Morning Mindfulness. We simply breathe in and we breathe out. And as you go about your day, continue breathing in and breathing out, because someone somewhere, if it's a phone call or a nasty email or somebody's upset, someone will come into your energy space, whether it's impersonal or virtual, and they'll send some negative energy, and you take on that energy, and then you got attitude the rest of the day. But before you do any kind of connection or contact with anybody, you start this breathing process this morning and just watch and see what difference it makes. Don't believe me? Try it. And that is your Monday morning mindfulness meditation that you can share with someone. Please share it with someone, because this planet needs help and lots of it. And if you don't, you will continue to experience whatever it is that you're experiencing, because you have been given the same amount of time as anyone else. And what you do with that time is determined by you. So I give thanks that you share this Monday morning mindfulness meditation. You share it with someone, because we want to each one teach one. If you share it that way, you can continue to have your bliss during the course of the week. And I simply will not refuse to allow anyone in my space before I have my Monday morning mindfulness meditation. And I hope that you'll do the same for Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Because it is your health that is in question. And if you don't take the time in the morning before taking care of everybody else, take care of yourself, your day's going to be chaotic. That's just how it happens. And chaos is not who we are or what we are. And as we go to, type in your comments. We'd love to hear what you have to say. Naima Latif, executive producer, says, Grand Rising, beautiful. I'm looking forward to some good advice on love. All right, Malcolm, honey, we got some. We got some people waiting and want to comment. And we got Lori will be joining us here after the Sugar Mama. Lori will be joining us here after the 7:30 break. Vieta Robinson, my sister from another mister, says, Grand Rising sister, I love the black and white crown and rolling with you this day. Yes, honey, we thank you for the black and white crown. But thank you, we have got to roll every day, all day, because we want to roll that negativity over there so that we can get nothing but love coming up here. I have the most fascinating love story for you, so you be sure and stick around. But I think we need to take our very first commercial break. And you can call in, too, at 727-731-5192. That's 727-731-5192. And we look forward to hearing your comments this morning. And be sure and share this information as we go to a commercial break. Let me remind you, breathing in and breathing out is what you need to do. And this is what we do in order to, we meditate to activate. We want to activate the power that is within, because it's been laying dormant for so long. And the way to do that is to be about the business of you. And as we be about the business of you, I advise you, I remind you, to meditate, to activate whenever you are stressed. Go in the bathroom, go in the closet, and walk away from somebody, because you don't want to lose your cool. You want to keep cool, calm, and centered. And this is some T-shirts that we have available that we help with the homeless. So I'll check it out. Activate, and you can go to higherlearningnetwork.org and check it out, and you'll be glad you did. And this coming Saturday, which is the 27th, we always have the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest. And that will be taking place right here, 12 noon until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. And if you have a youth between the ages of 13 and 19 and they'd like to participate, they can win cash prizes and scholarships. Just send them, have them send a one-minute video clip from their own YouTube channel. No MOV files. It's got to be a YouTube channel because you can get a YouTube channel. It's free. And send that to HLN, that's Higher Learning Network. That's HLN TV show at gmail.com. And here's the promo from that. And hope you enjoy it. That's our podcast training that we have at Betty Shabazz International Charter School. We're back there for our spring session, and we're so excited. These just were so smart. They knew these computers left and right. But this is the one that I wanted to show you for the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest. And mark your calendars for Saturday, February 24th from 12 until 2 p.m. We'll be broadcasting live. I will post the information on my blog, zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com. But just mark your calendar, and I'll tell you more about that later, okay?
Hey there, talented team. Are you ready to showcase your skills and potentially win cash prizes and scholarships? We're excited to announce our Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest, where you can enter by submitting a one-minute video of your unique talent. Here's how to participate. 1. Record a one-minute video of yourself performing your talent. 2. Share the video on TikTok. Include the hashtag Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest. 3. Tag 3 friends who also have amazing talent. Submit your video by the deadline. We can't wait to see all of the amazing talent that you have to offer. Remember to be creative and have fun with it. The top talents will be selected by a panel of judges and will be announced shortly after. So don't wait. Start filming and good luck.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve a peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
Do you have a product or service? Take your business global and get new customers from around the world. Advertise on the Female Solution Radio Show. You may have a great product. You may even have a fantastic website. But how do you let people know you exist? Tell them. Promote your business on one of the most dynamic shows on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution. You'll reach an enthusiastic audience of more than 100,000 loyal daily listeners with a specially designed 30-second ad that will drive customers directly to your website. We'll send you statistics as tracked by Blog Talk Radio to let you know the numbers and demographics of those hearing your advertisement. Your ad will run during the live 2-hour morning show from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, and it will be heard all day long by listeners who listen to the archived shows. You'll reach our worldwide audience on their laptops, iPods, iPads, and cell phones. Watch the orders for your product or service increase. Just go to our website, www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. And click on the radio advertising page. Send us your words. We'll create a 30-second radio ad and watch your business increase worldwide.
And rising. And thank you for joining us back here on The Female Solution. I'm your host, Zelda Speaks. Welcome to Monday Morning Mindfulness and the Love Series, How to Get the Love You Want, with Sugar Mama Lori, who will be joining us in just a second. But I wanted to remind you that to go to our Instagram page. Y'all know I get them all confused. And our Instagram page is Higher Learning TV Show. And we want you to like and follow. Yes, I said that right. Like and follow. We went out this past Saturday and fed the homeless, as we do every week. We usually do it on a Friday, but couldn't get to it to Saturday. And you can see we were cooking in and had Chef Tony and I were in the kitchen cooking, and we got them some nice beans and rice and cornbread and some chicken. But there's a lot of other videos there from our works that we do, too, in the community. So please go. Thank you for going to Instagram.com, Higher Learning TV Show. And that information is available 24/7. Updates will be on my blog, zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com. Well, today we're talking about the Love Series and learning how to love ourselves, because we have a tendency to love, put all of our love out there, and then we're disappointed when we don't get love in here. So that's why one of the important ways is to begin the process of loving self is to nurture self. And in this country, we have a tendency to nurture ourselves with food. Ooh, because it tastes so good, right? Well, we're going to be joined today by my guest, Lori. We call her No Sugar Mama. And she's going to show us how to love ourselves too. Grand Rising, Lori, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Welcome.
Wow, Grand Rising. I feel the energy of love on the show. Zelda, so good to be here.
Oh, wonderful. So wonderful to have you here, because it's been a challenge to get you here. So thank you for being here with us this morning on Monday Morning Mindfulness. As you know, the topic of all of this month and next month, this is a love series, because we put too much emphasis out there when we need to put more emphasis in here. And one of the ways that we do that in I want to say America, but I want to say I've traveled a little bit over the world, and we stuff our faces all over the planet. So that's why we have so much disease in our communities. And there is a way to avoid that. But first of all, before we get into that, I want to hear a little bit about your journey, how you became to be Sugar Mama, because somebody called me and said, "You having a Sugar Mama on a show? What kind of woman, what kind of show is this?" I was like, calm down. Just join in. See, you've been trained to think of a Sugar Mama as one way, and we got another idea of what a Sugar Mama is. So tell us how Sugar Mama came to be, Lori.
Oh, wow, great. Beautiful to be here. And, you know, it's about, for me, it was the journey to self-love. It's, you know, the story that I could tell you would take a while. And because, you know, when we are asked to go there deeply in our spirituality, in our divinity on this planet, right, because we're here for that with our gifts, I really got sick. And I had a corporate career. I worked for a Fortune 100 company for 25 years. And my last 4 years of working, I continued to have symptoms rising, aches, pains that became more and more serious. And I knew that I needed to leave the stress, 60 to 80 hour work weeks.
Ooh.
I loved myself enough to do it, right? That's where love looks like, you know, it's not always what we think it is. Loving myself looked like taking myself out of a very lucrative career where I had a lot of responsibility and there were a lot of accolades, yet that came as a cost to me with my health. And so to be sick enough at the age of 52 to leave me because of a variety of symptoms, I love myself to take myself out of that. I didn't know what I was thinking to do, but I left corporate America and then I proceeded to unfold into an amazing journey of getting even more sick, right? because I left the stress and my body released a lot of things it was holding on to.
Say that again. Repeat that. That's important.
It is important because our bodies love us enough to keep doing what we're asking it to do.
Like breathing.
Right, like breathing. And I love that you focused on that because it does start with the breath, right?
Yes, ma'am.
So when I left in 2016 in March, I didn't know it, but I actually got sicker. And there were things happening with my spine, my organs, I could go into stomach, gallbladder. I had issues with veins. I had found out I had melanoma in my skin. With a mole it turned, right? So all these things are happening when I'm in my corporate career that now that I'm out of it, that my body just starts to release and release and release. And so once that started happening, I feel like that's when my faith and my divinity really started to kick in and came on board in my life, because I can only say it this way, Zelda, is like a higher power started to guide me through this process. And one of the things that I changed was my eating, because I started to see a functional medical doctor, and right away they start to look at what you drink and what you eat and how you're managing your life day to day.
Now, I don't want you to skip over that. I need you to go back there. You said a functional doctor. What kind of doctor is that? Because many of us have never heard of that before.
Yes, a functional medical doctor. It's a medical doctor, so it's an MD. And they look at your body in a holistic integrated system, which means that for me, there was something happening where I lost 15 pounds in 6 weeks. And without trying.
Wow.
It just started to come off. And what I later found out was a functional medical doctor that looked at me as many different systems that make up my body. The thyroid was being compromised by things happening in my gut.
Say that again, in your gut.
The gut, which is, you know, your intestines, which hold 75% of our immune systems, is in our gut. That's connected to our brain by a vagus nerve that runs through our whole body, right? So once that was uncovered, we found out that my thyroid was working very quickly and shedding weight. And so that's how I was losing weight, which was not a good thing.
Which was not a good thing.
Not a good thing, because we found out that my whole nervous system, my whole body was amped up. So I was in a fight, you know?
Okay.
Internally, right? So this is going on internally. You can't see it exactly.
Right, but you can feel it.
You can feel it. Oh, yeah.
So you were feeling kind of something.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I had trouble sleeping. I had trouble getting to sleep. I had trouble walking. I had trouble doing my daily chores. I was getting sick a lot with colds, right? And all these things. My face, my gosh, I had such acne because it was coming out of my skin. Yeah. So these things were uncovered by the functional doctor.
Ooh, I need you to say that again. These things were coming out of my skin.
Yes.
So people wonder why they have these big eruptions in their face?
Coming from the gut.
Coming from the gut. Thank you for sharing that. That's important.
Yeah, I feel like my journey that is continued to unfold, and, you know, things I'm telling you, this has unfolded over 11 years, right? This didn't just happen in a short amount of time. So working with this doctor who follows a certain protocol, looking at your body like as a big system and not just going after like, oh, you're losing weight. Let me look at that. Oh, you know, you can't get to sleep. Let me follow that. Oh, you've got acne. Let me follow that. They kind of step back and say, let's look at her blood. Let's look at her urine. Let's look what's in the gut. And then we have a whole bunch of information that we can here's what's going on with Lori, you know, some of this is thousands of dollars of blood work too, you know, the kinds of things that you don't get in your annual exams, let's say, with your quote-unquote family doctor per se. Yeah.
Wow.
So you step back and you look at this and you say, oh my gosh, how do I address this? Food is a big thing, right? What I'm taking in is nutritious, so.
And you have to ask yourself the question, Lori, if food is so important, why are we not eating the kinds of foods and snacks that can help our gut? Because it's our gut, the second brain, or some people say the first brain, that can help us.
Yeah. That is the $64 million, probably billion-dollar question, Ms. Zelda.
Yeah.
What I have really encountered in all the discussions, now that I'm 5 years into No Sugar Mama with my products out there, what I've learned from the amazing people that talk to me when they're, you know, coming to me for samples or they have, you know, questions about their diet, I talk to people about a lot of things. What I found is again, it's a self-love, you know, that I deserve to eat, you know, good. And we just, you know, take that in. But beyond that, it's also the availability of what foods are out there. And that's where because healthy snacks and desserts are very far and few in between to find.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah. Yeah, and I found that because when I was dealing with this doctor, she told me, Lori, you've got to get rid of gluten. You've got to get rid of dairy. You've got to get rid of processed sugars. You've got to take a break from eggs for a while. Yes, believe it or not, eggs can cause a sensitivity in both the yolk and the white. And a lot of people actually do have egg sensitivities. And soy, I'm going to throw another thing out there, soy. We don't hear a lot about soy, but soy is in a lot of things. Soy is not a friend of your thyroid, right? In our neck, soy can do things to our endocrine system, which are the main piece of it.
And they put soy in not everything, but it's kind of like sugar. They put soy in a lot of everything. I need you to go back because when I was a kid growing up, I'd never heard of soy. I mean, what is soy? Does it come from a bean? Did it come from a curd? I'm like, where does it come from? Did it just come from out of the sky? I want you to go back to gluten.
Yeah.
Exactly what is that? And why is that important?
Yeah. So in flours, right, you know, there is a particle in there. It's the thing that makes, like, bread sticky and, you know, when you pull it apart, those particles that are in there, that's really what gluten is. It's a particle in flour. And where this has started to take a turn is many years ago, changes were made to the way farmers were harvesting wheat. And like all things that are happening in the world, doing things more cost, you know, less expensive and more quickly. And so what happened is the wheat that's being harvested, it sort of like became a different chemical composition, and our bodies are not able to like really understand the code, let's say, of that new wheat particle.
Oh.
Yeah. There's a really good book. If your listeners and viewers are interested, there's a book called Wheat Belly. Wheat Belly.
Wow.
Yeah. It really gets into a very detailed summary of here's what happened. And it started to happen in the 60s, if I remember correctly, that wheat that used to take, let's say, weeks or maybe months to grow started to become accelerated. And now we're harvesting it. And right away, that's different, right? And so that started to propagate into the flowers. And so now, where a lot of people are at, there's a lot of people that have celiac disease, but separate from the disease, people have a sensitivity because their bodies don't know how to break it down.
Oh.
So someone could be sensitive. So in fact, after a lot of tests, I found out I was personally having a sensitivity reaction towards gluten because my gut bacteria was off. I had too many of certain bacteria, not enough of other, and I actually had an infection in my gut. Right. Things you don't know until you start getting in there and looking at it.
How did you find that out?
I was working with a functional medical doctor, and basically she looked at my stool. So your poop.
Oh,
your
wow.
Tells what's going on in your body.
Oh.
And they call that a gastrointestinal profile, where
they go
and literally look at your gut.
I've heard that.
You want to know what? If there's one test that someone has not had and they want to see what their health looks like, I highly recommend getting a sample of your stool tested. You will find out so much about your body, you won't even believe it.
Wow. A stool test.
Yeah. And I mean, let's remind everybody, I'm not a doctor, but I can tell you I've had several tests, and every time I look at that, I found out things about my gut. But that's what told me that when I was eating gluten, my bacteria in my gut were not able to digest it. So what happened was is that the gluten particles were leaking out into my bloodstream.
That's why people have leaky gut.
You got it, Selma.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And they say most people in the United States have leaky gut. They don't know it.
Hmm.
How do you know it?
You don't. How can you know?
You can't know it. But there were signs, because now I know why my acne was so bad.
That's why you see a lot of teens, their face, they just have lots of big blotches and things of that nature, and you cannot express to them how important it is to eat wholesome food as opposed to eating these hot chips that they eat. And,
hot fries.
Yeah, they hot anything, they love them.
Yeah.
But I want to go back to the wheat that you talked about, and what does that have to do with self-love? Because what you put in your body is an indication of how you love yourself. Really? Because I ate the potato chips, I'm not loving myself. No, that's not what I said.
I know it. So this is, this is such a fascinating topic, because self-love means I love myself enough to give myself the highest level of nutrition, right?
Yes.
So there were times, right, when I made these changes, gluten, dairy, processed sugar, soy, eggs, and let's just say...
Everything we love.
I'm going to say two more things. Coffee.
Oh.
I had to get rid of the coffee.
Yes.
And alcohol.
Ah.
Now, all these things change. I went through a little bit of a depression. I'm not embellishing this at all, because once all that left, I really started to realize, I'm going to say a word, attachments.
Mmm.
You know the phrase comfort foods? What's
yes,
comfort,
yes.
Right? Hey, nice glass of red wine.
Yes.
With cup of coffee in the morning.
Yes.
Cozy, you know?
Yes, yes.
Nice little cookie that my
yes.
mom made,
yes.
you know, special
yes.
recipe.
Yeah.
You know, all these things. What I didn't know, Zelda, at the time, my life was talking to me, and it was not a language that I was trained to speak, right? And this is why, again, I share this with people, and I hope some people take something away from this, because the language that the universe talks to us with, it's not all written down coming on a nice, neat memo. It's not, in the normal language, we have to kind of like open ourselves up to, I'm getting messages, and I was getting messages that said, Lori, the person you were that relied on these things that I'm telling you about, you're going to change, Lori. And when you, change, those things are not going to be as important to you. Right? It's hard for the brain to kind of understand this. Like, hey, an innocent cup of coffee, that was, I had a love affair with coffee. When that was taken away, I thought, wow, Lori, you know, you're so sick, but you're worried about that cup of coffee?
Because the brain is telling you that you need that.
Yes. Then, you know, throw it in. Alcohol. People would say, oh, you can have a little bit. And I would be tempted. I'm like, yeah, you know, to fit in. Or, yeah, I miss having a little glass of wine. You know, it's a nice thing to do at the end of the day. It takes a little edge off. And I started to become, you know, sort of like buying into, yeah, a little bit. And then, no. If I love myself more than that glass of wine, I have to say no to the wine.
So how do you say no to the wine when your brain is screaming, I need a glass of wine, I need to calm down? How do you handle that?
This is why, Zelda, what it is, the love shows up in so many ways. We either solve it or we leave it on the table. So just think about this. You love your viewers and listeners enough to do a number of things to make this show available, right? Sometimes, you know, it may be tough in a given day or, you know what I mean, to work through things. But your love and your passion, you rise up, right? For me, to make choices, I left a job. I left friends. I left situations that weren't supportive of me, and that transfers into a lot of things. So you can start to see, sometimes the journey of love is about shedding.
Letting go. We are so attached to everything. It's like, if I can't have what I want, then I don't want anything. We've got lots of comments here. Okay, let's go to my sister from another mister. Vieta Robinson says, love your guest transparency. Sounds like she has high ACEs score. ACE is the, I forgot, it's the actual childhood experience, something like that.
Wow.
Yeah.
As
it relates to trauma. I'm sure she'll type it in and come back and tell me exactly what it is. Jody, hey Jody, Susani Central says, we've been so live. Yes, we have all of our life. From the beginning of birth until we leave this planet, we have been lied to from sun up to sundown, and every day on the radio, on the TV, on your cell phone, on your laptop, your community, we've all been told lies. Each and every one of those. Wow. Thank you for sharing that, Jody. She says, soy has a natural occurring enzyme that causes cancer. Oh, yeah. Get your soy on. See? You've been lied to forever and a day. Vieta says, yep, stool test reveals the condition of the microbiome community. Vieta, of Soul Purpose Healing. She has two shows, Soul Purpose Healing on Sunday night. If you didn't hear it last night, do yourself a favor. You got to go back and see it. It's always in the archives on blogtalkradio.com, and it's also on our YouTube channel, Vieta's Tiny House Village. But I'm sure she'll call in and correct me.
I love it. Vieta is bringing up a huge point, the soul. Things that I'm talking
about. Oh, there she goes. Adverse childhood experiences. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. I like that. I've not heard of that.
That's the ACE test. Yeah, it talks about trauma. She, on one of her shows, I'm sure she will type in and let us know what show that was in. Jody says, wait till you see the test. I will be offering it in February. Wonderful, wonderful, because we all need that test. Go ahead.
What Vieta brought up, and I love that we can go here, the soul, the journey of the soul. What happened to me, you know, I'm skipping a lot, right, to just hit some key points, but I have to tell you, during this time when I left my job, my career, I'm 52, I didn't know what I was going to do next. It hurt, I was scared, people and family members, friends, I started to feel like, you know, I'm not as connected to them. And you know what? I became more isolated, right, by design. But what happened to come online then was a more active conversation, really, with my soul. And I started to do a lot of intentional exercises and deep explorations of my soul. And I don't want to treat this like by any means, but I do want people to really feel and believe that if we open up to that part of ourselves, that highest self, our soul will come in and help us understand and learn and grow and accompany us to a higher level of being. And I do want people to know and believe that because I personally experienced this. And I went through a 5-month period of very intentional work with soul exercises and exploration that it changed my life like that. I would never invite anybody to get so sick that this transpires, yet often that's when the space comes in, right? That we can go there. So I came up with my true soul's purpose, like to embody health and wellness in mind, body, heart, and spirit. That is my soul's purpose. It took me a long time to really realize what that was, but it's come to me during this time frame I'm telling you about, and it's empowered me in ways that I can't even maybe do justice to with words. It's a feeling. It's an approach to life. It's a sharing, and it's a recognition that what comes is here to serve me and others. I'm interacting with people on this planet to learn from them and share with them, and they're teaching me as well. So these are beautiful opportunities for us to awaken and bring forth that which is why we're here.
Yes, ma'am. Our Wednesday host, Saturday host, I think it's every fourth Saturday, Mama Joy says, Grand Rising, real talk. Guests took a lot of courage to leave a job. Family and friends to leave to make life better for yourself. But I never interpreted as a life of self. Never, never. Thank you for that. You're welcome, Mama Joy.
I love it. These are things that I don't have it all figured out, Zelda, but thank goodness I'm paying more attention. And what I've really realized is that some of how my brain was looking at things needed to shift, and I needed to look at what was happening as I was asked to learn and grow in ways that my personality would never pick. My highest self would ask me to learn in these ways. My personality, you know, Lori, as I sit here, Lori, no sugar mama, I'm not picking gut problems. I'm not picking, you know, leaving a job and not know, right? I'm not picking it.
It's picking you. It picked you.
It picked me.
That's what a soul evolving does. I got to give it to you because it takes courage to leave a job with a whole lot of money and a whole lot of prestige. Well, we're going to take some calls when we come back because the lines are lit up. 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak. Also on Air Everywhere switchboard. 721 number. I'll find it in a minute. But you can text me at 312-383-9749. Let's take our next commercial break, and we will be right back. And you can call in and forward this video to someone. We'll be right back. Stay close.
What happens when a group of people are kidnapped from their homes, smuggled away in chains, and held captive in a foreign land where they are tortured, raped, and forced to perform hard labor by the lash of a whip and under the constant threat of death? Slavery, the African-American psychic trauma. What happened to the doctors, writers, scientists, builders, educators, and spiritual leaders from Africa's golden age? Who did they really capture and sell into slavery? Are all African Americans suffering from psychic trauma because of a conspiracy to hide their true identities? Do you have psychic trauma? Take the test on page 22 of the book and see. Order it online today at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. And get your personally autographed copy of the book, Slavery, the African American Psychic Trauma.
Oh, man, God sent the monthly sun bill today. This sunlight is really expensive, especially during this season. I'll probably have to work overtime to pay it.
Well, you better pay it on time. We don't want the sun to go out and we're sitting up here all day in the dark.
Wouldn't it be terrible if God charged us for sunlight? Well, thank God, the light and heat from the sun is free. So why are we paying such high bills for the energy we use in our homes? Because we don't know how to use solar energy, the free energy from the sun. You can convert your regular home to a solar energy home and save tremendously on your electric bill. Take a look at your electric bill. Wouldn't you like to reduce or possibly even eliminate that cost altogether? Let one of our solar consultants show you how. Call today, 312-849-3456, and schedule a free consultation. That's 312-849-3456.
Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed into the swing of things? Well, don't worry, you are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversations on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness / stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
Thank you for joining us back here on The Female Solution. I'm your host, Zelda Speaks. Welcome to Monday Morning Mindfulness. If you're looking at us online on our social media channels, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Higher Learning TV show, you'll see my blog here, zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com. And I mentioned it earlier, the passing of jazz legend Marlena Shaw. If you YouTube her song, California Soul, some of y'all might be a little bit too young to even remember who she is, but it's there. Check it out. When I bet your mama remember, and Sherry Shepherd would say, I bet your mama know who I'm talking about, okay? You might not know, but your mother will know, I promise you.
Oh, I'm going to Google that. I love Soulful Women. It had me thinking about Tina.
Yeah, oh, baby, Tina. Come on now.
Listen, you know, I'm going to give these ladies credit for No Sugar Mama, because those times when I was coming up all those recipes in my kitchen, you know, I was playing Tina Turner. Oh, yeah, a lot of Aretha Franklin. Absolutely.
All right.
I mean, I think back to that. You know, music speaks to us. It just fills us up.
Yes,
so
it does. Yes.
California Soul.
Now, I want to get into Sugar Mama, because I had some of that sugar and it was good, but I want to back up just a second and talk about that Wheat Belly, not the Wheat Belly book, about wheat. I need you, when you find out who wrote the book Wheat Belly, let me know.
I can tell you right now.
Oh, okay.
It's William Davis. He's a medical doctor.
Oh, okay. William Davis. Okay.
William Davis, M.D.,
okay.
Wheat Belly.
Okay, I will put that on my blog, zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com.
Yeah.
But I want to share with you. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, I really like this book for many reasons. Number one, the foreword in the book, the introduction, he goes into a deep dive about what happened with wheat so people can really understand this is what happened, and it's documented. So that, I also like that he is a medical doctor. Put this information out there. Again, so transparency, the truth is coming out.
Yes.
One other book I will mention then, Zelda, because it's so powerful. Dr. Carl Perlmutter is a neurologist, and he released a book called The Grain Brain.
Oh, The Grain Brain.
And when people read this book, do. It's again, another medical doctor. He broke from the pack and put a lot of information out there about what grain is doing to your brain, because it's altering the way we think and the health of our brain from grain. So think about, why is Alzheimer's up? Why is dementia up? Why is Parkinson up?
In outrageous numbers. It's all in the diet, but they don't tell us that. And it's like dementia is the new diabetes. We're going to talk about diabetes in a second. But what was that doctor's name, Dr. Carl? Can you spell his last name, please?
And I misquoted. It's David Perlmutter. David, P-E-R-L-M-U-T-T-E-R.
Just like it sounds, Dr. David Perlmutter.
Perlmutter, yep, it's called Grain Brain.
Grain Brain, wow. I am so glad you are mentioning this because probably 20, 30 years ago, more like 30, 40 years ago, really, I used to have sinus problems very bad. And I would go see an ENT, ear, nose, and throat doctor. And I'm sitting in his office, and there's these yoga journals, right? I don't know if the magazine still exists or not. And I read, and not one, I picked up another article, too. And they both said, if you have sinus problems, stop eating grain.
Yes.
Stop eating bread. And I'm saying to myself, stop eating bread. Who does that? We need bread, honey. We got to eat bread. So I mentioned it to the doctor as I go in to see him for my visit. And guess what he said to me? Don't believe everything you read. Eat what you want. Eat what you want. So I said, okay. Because I'm young, dumb, and naive. I think I'm in my 20s. And I said to myself, you know what, self? I'm going to see if this doctor is telling the truth or if this article in the yoga journal is telling the truth. I stopped eating for a week, stopped eating bread, crackers, and something else I don't remember was anything that had wheat in it. I stopped eating for a week. Do you hear me? All of my congestion issues cleared up. And I was like, this quack.
Yeah.
I'm spending an arm and a leg to see you, and you lie to me, bold face lie in my face, lie to me. And I was like, okay, so that's when I lost respect for doctors at that point. Not all of them.
Right.
Because doctors have saved my life a couple of times.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying don't go to a doctor. I am saying do your own homework. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. You know, great point. We all need to be our own advocates. And I hear my mom is 77, and, you know, she talks about when she goes to the doctor, and she's had, you know, a few health situations that have come up, and she's like, you know, asking about, like, how do you find this? How come the doctor didn't say that? And I said to her that we need to be our own advocate, because no one cares more about our own health than us individually, and the doctors, they know so much. They don't know a lot more. They do their best. If I look at them with compassion, they've got a lot of patients to see, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're kind of pressed to see people in a short amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
They're relying on research that maybe is not the complete story, right? And enter into this world of what I mentioned before, functional medical doctors. They work with the Institute of Functional Medicine, and there are processes that have people, you know, that, that's not the site. I'm going to take you right to my site.
Okay, good.
Yeah, that's funny that you brought that up, because there's a No Sugar Mama in Michigan that is violating trademark law.
Oh, by
Mark, and I'm currently involved in a legal situation so that this gets addressed. Can you believe that?
Yeah, I can believe it, because this is what people do.
I know it. So let's go to, I'll give it to you. It's www.nosugar, it's N-O-S-U-G-A-R, mama, M-O-M-M-A, .us.
Okay.
.us. So Dr. Rika, who is the person that I worked with, and I'll tell you, she just published a book. And you know what, Zelda? It's called Energized. And I worked with Dr. Rika for 6 years now, and I have to say her book basically takes people through what she does to work with people at the basic foundation level of health. And it's stunning how, like, when I read the book, I relived my life working with Dr. Rika, and everything that I wound up doing to get my health back, she talks about in her book.
Oh.
So it's a great book if you want to reference that. It's called Energized.
And that's by whom now?
Dr. Rika. She's a functional medical doctor.
Spell her name.
She is R-A-J-K-A, Dr. Rika.
Okay, and it's called Energizer?
Energized, with a D.
Oh, Energized, okay.
Yeah.
Another one. I love this. You're just full of information this morning. Thank you so much for sharing it.
You're welcome. As much as I have a snack and dessert company, you know what I realized? I'm supporting humanity and Earth with this company because it's really a vehicle for me to share a lot of things about health and well-being. And it's body, mind, and spirit, which, again, truly aligns with my soul's purpose. So it's a gift.
There's my crazy cookie. Oh, yes. Oh, sorry.
Okay,
I got to click on it.
I sent both of those to you. I did.
Yes. And they were so good not to have regular sugar because the sugar that we eat is killing our not only us but our brains.
Yeah.
Oh, those are crazy good. They're like little balls. They are so scrumptious. And I was like, why she only send me? I could eat a whole shopping bag full of these. That's the problem. I want to eat a whole shopping bag full of them. But yeah. Oh, and for those who are watching, you can go to nosugarmama.us. That's that crazy cookie. Now, I ate these cookies. I'm sorry. I digress. When I see cookies, my brain goes somewhere else.
I eat those crazy cookies for breakfast. Sometimes if I'm hungry after my breakfast, I'm like, I'm having dessert for breakfast. I'll have one or two. It's guiltless.
Yeah, thank you. I love guilt-free eating. And I love these peanut butter. I am not a peanut butter person. I like peanut butter on bread, and I can't have peanut butter on bread. But these peanut butter bombs were the bomb.com. I took a bite off of one, and the phone rang, and I had to answer, and I didn't want to have food all in my mouth because I had a conference call. I bit it, so I think I'm going to go back and get the rest of it. I go back and get the rest of it. It's gone. Wonder where it went to. I have no idea. I'm not calling any names, but I'm not a peanut butter person, but I like those. It's simple. So thank you for making the peanut butter bombs. And for those who are watching, you can go to the site yourself and see. Now, see, this is really what I want to focus on. I forgot to mention. Tasty treats, real food, no sugar.
Yeah.
Back in 20, this is where I met Jody in 2016, 17, somewhere around there. I went to the American Diabetic Association here in McCormick Place to be a speaker because I had just reversed type 2 diabetes. They tell you can't reverse it. It's a lie.
Yeah.
The way that you can do it is the way that I did it. It can be done, but it just takes a made-up mind. And my made-up mind consisted of a drink that I drink every day, apple, beet, cucumber, lemon, ginger, kale, and turmeric. And I mix that up in a blender. And I sip the juice out because there's a lot of pulp at the end. I just drink it all. Sometimes I do, but most of the time I just drink it. And in 1 year, I was diabetes free. Went from 7.5 to 5.7. So what does that tell you?
Wow.
They're not going to tell you that. Doctor will never tell you because they want to keep us on metformin until the day we die.
Yeah.
And metformin is killing us.
What was the metric you said, Zelda? Can you repeat that? You said apple, beet, cucumber, turmeric, and then what?
I have to do it with my fingers. Apple, beet, cucumber, lemon, ginger, kale, and turmeric. I am going to type this in so people can see it. DiabeticDonut.com is where you can get the free recipe. Go to DiabeticDonut.com and you will see this free recipe there. Apple, beet, cucumber, lemon, ginger, kale, and turmeric. One apple, one, you know, I make two because I drink it a lot, and Tony drinks it too, even though he's not diabetic. He knows it's good for him. So I put two of everything. When I have too much, I just put one of everything. One apple, one lemon, one ginger, a thing of ginger. I had no idea that ginger, as good as it is for you, that I don't use enough of it because when I went to Jamaica just this past
December. I had a ginger drink, and I was like, whoa, how much ginger did you put up, did you put in here? And it was a lot because this recipe only calls for a thumb size. Now I use two thumbs. Sometimes I use three thumb size because the ginger is just so good. It's just so potent. Anyway, I digress. I do that sometimes. Go to diabeticdonut.com. And you can get
that. I love it.
You can get that free.
I love it. Well, yeah, so no sugar. How do we get around no sugar? So here's what I would love to share with people, Zelda, on sugar, is that processed sugar, it just spikes your blood sugar.
Yes.
That's what it does, right? And it immediately turns your brain on. It wants more. It wants more. It wants more. So when Dr. Rika told me no processed sugar, again, I kind of went in this depression period. And I came out and I said, Lori, you got to work around this. So what else can you use? So I started really looking at what else is out there. So dates is what I use in my products. I use maple syrup.
I love dates. Yes,
right?
I could taste them. Yeah, and the maple
syrup.
They're beautiful. Yeah.
They have antioxidants in them. They're good for digestion. Dates have as much potassium as a banana. They don't spike your blood sugar, right? And they satiate your hunger. And so when you use them in foods, they also blend in beautifully so that the dates are not jumping out at people. People do not know that I use dates.
I love dates. No wonder I like them so much.
Right. Now, the cookie's got a little bit of maple syrup. Not much, but that's actually good for your gut bacteria. So if you have maple syrup, you're feeding the bacteria in your gut. So, you know, these are the ways that we can put, like, healthy, you know, foods in our body. And, you know, just to kind of go into the processed sugar for a bit, you know, there's a whole library out there of chemicals that fall under the umbrella of sugar, right? So we've got cane sugar. We got beet sugar. We've got turbinado sugar. Then we've got stevias, right? We got stevia. We've got sugar alcohol, right? We've got a number of these things. And here's the thing, you know, again, I want to just caution people, I'm not a doctor, right? I have been my own health advocate, so I've done a lot of reading and I've interacted with a lot of people that are medical doctors or holistic health practitioners that help people understand what is the chemistry of the food we're eating. And so the alcohols that are the sweeteners, our bodies, they just don't know what to make of them.
And I
know there's really healthy products that, you know, you can get to with these, like I'm telling you, honey, dates, maple syrup. You won't miss the sugar and your brain won't get kicked on to have more, right? So at any rate, that's the, you know, to me, the no sugar is huge because it does so many things to our health. And we're learning more and more about sugar.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would just say that when I went through my health recovery, eliminating the sugar, eliminating the gluten, my face cleared up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
My thyroid came back down into normal range.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Mm-hmm.
These are the things that I started to do in my kitchen. I just started to replace everything that has, again, gluten, dairy, processed sugar, soy, and then egg. So I started to just go through and find plant-based milks, plant-based butters. I found the dates, the honey, the maple syrup. I found gluten-free flours that are beautiful, like teff, chickpea, sweet potato. You know, there's a sweet potato flour. There's tiger nut flour. There's flour.
Did not know that. Never heard of tiger nut flour.
I know. It's a plant-based. It's a plant-based flour. Huge amount of protein. Very nutritious for you.
And people think, what does that have to do with self-love? Because you're loving yourself, not allowing your environment convince you to keep eating raw sugar. Because back in the day, in the 1920s, I did not know this, Lori. You had to have a prescription to buy sugar. What? Are you serious?
Well, yeah, and we've all heard, I think, the story about, like, take a spoon with rust on it and put it in Coke or soda pop.
Jody says maple syrup kills cancer too. Yeah, see, if anybody would know, Jody would know.
Oh my gosh. Suicide Essentials, thank you for your support. I feel the love from Suicide Essentials, Zelda.
Yes, ma'am, because she is always right here. Thank you, Jody. We miss you here on the Female Solution, but we know you're on 2 or 4 in the afternoon. But anyway, I'm sure she'll type it in. We've got some calls. We have not even answered the calls. 314-677. Let's take some calls on the Love Series, How to Get the Love You Want with Sugar Mama Laurie.
You know,
314-677, hi. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Tianki. If you email me, I'll send you a recipe for what you use that you make up. But you got to email me and I'll give it to you. Now, cancer is the reproduction of cells that has gone completely bonkers. It's not something independent. It's your cells that won't stop producing. That's what is cancer. So you don't want to kill cancer because you'll be killing your cells. You got to find out why company's doing it. Another thing, listen to your conversation. We have to admit that we're talking about individuals and geographical locations because France, Western African countries like Togo and those French countries, they love French bread, which is gluten. It don't bother them. You got gluten in beers, Anheuser-Busch product, German beers, you got gluten. The Ethiopians have a staple dish called dinjera, which consists of teff, which there is gluten. Look at the Asians, the Japanese and the Chinese, soy is a major ingredient in their food stuff. So Ukraine and Russia, major wheat producers in the world. You know, in the Indian temples where they feed 150,000, one temple will feed 150,000 free per day. They have millet in their diet. West Africa, they have millet in their diet. Pizza and pasta, Italy, tortillas, Mexico. So you're talking about geographical areas, you're talking about Indians, not Indians, but people. But you know another thing, you look at your biological makeup, your 24andMe, see what it consists of. Mm-hmm. And when you have a person of one ethnic group marrying to a person of another ethnic group, especially from a way far different region, then your offspring is going to have the peculiarities of those two groups. So you're talking about individuals, because some people can eat these things and don't bother whatsoever. Would you agree?
Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you so very much, Tianki, for
Give me
calling.
That email.
I sure will. You know what? I do not have your email address. Does Naima have it?
Naima got everything about me, seemingly.
All right, Mr. Pianke. I will definitely get that information from her. Thank you so very much for calling. We greatly appreciate that. We got some comments here.
I love it. I wanted to add one thing on that, that, you know, he's bringing up a really great point. The book Wheat Belly does talk about, in the United States, what they're doing differently to raise things in countries that are having, you know, like as he referenced, those other flours from other countries, they're not producing wheat in other countries the way the U.S. has done. And so many people will say that the flours in other countries are healthier for you and the gluten doesn't have the same reaction in those countries. So he's bringing up a very good point.
Also, comments from our social media. If you are watching online and one of our social media channels at Higher Learning TV show, type in what is your greatest challenge as it relates to your, I don't want to say the word diet, your livid, your what you consume daily. Daryl and Kelly. Belated happy birthday. She just celebrated her 70th birthday. Happy birthday, Darlene. She says, Lord, help me because I'm a sweetaholic. Let me tell you about the sweetaholic. That was me. I no longer claim that title. Dulse, D-U-L-S-E, and Kelp, K-E-L-P. And I will include those on my blog at zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com. Those are the two ingredients. It comes in like a salt shaker, but it's a mineral. And that is why we have these cravings, because we don't have enough vitamins, minerals, and nutrients in our bodies that we need. I am not a doctor. I'm just telling you what worked for me.
Yep.
And I read the book by Dick Gregory. It wasn't Eat to Live. I don't remember the name of the book, but he might have been Eat to Live. I don't know. But he mentioned those two, Dulse and Kelp. And you put that on everything, your soup, your salad, your pasta, whatever you eat. Put it on everything, and you look up one day, and your sugar cravings will be gone, like a week, like in 3 or 4 days. I was like, wow, I didn't want a lollipop. I didn't want a candy bar, and I'm like, wow, what's wrong with me? That's the question you're asking. What's wrong with me? Well, I'm learning to love myself.
Mm-hmm.
I'm letting go of that which I am familiar with, because I love me some sweet potato pie, some German chocolate cake, some pound cake, some lemon cake, some red velvet cake, some butter cookies. I love all that stuff, but all that stuff don't love me.
Yeah.
So this is the part of ourselves where we have to, if we are going to move forward without diseased organs and have to start on a medication, we've got to learn how to use substitutes. And Sugar Mama, you got the substitute. So thank you for having no Sugar Mama. So for all of you all who tuned in and thought I was talking about something else, we're talking about sugar that you eat, not the other kind of Sugar Mama, because Lori's not that kind of person. And if she is, I don't know nothing about it. Susan says, well, okay, Susan says, Jody says, I make my own plant-based milk now. Oh, wow, you got to share that, Jody.
Nice.
Yeah, you definitely got to share that. I miss you, too. And she comes on 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Is that 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, or is that 4 p.m.? It's 2 p.m.? Okay, so we got it. So check out Jody Susan, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, which is 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. We have got to get to some more calls, because I know people are saying, we've been on the phone forever. When are you going to take my call? 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak as we go to the phone lines. 312-721, you are live on the Female Solution. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
And yes, how are you learning? Well, this is Naima. But, of course,
Naima.
I wanted to and definitely want to thank your guests for all the insightful information. And we've got a caller on the on-air network. They can unmute themselves and go ahead and speak. I believe we got Minister Robert Floyd Plump on the line.
All right.
Right here.
Are you there, Minister Plump?
Yes. We are in Yah Shalom. We don't die, we multiply. That
right
is
now.
Beautiful, as you queens are today. And we just want to say that I am happy, I am healthy, I am wealthy, and I am wise. I'm a wise man, not a foolish man. And thank
right,
God
now.
For the Female Solution. You know, I got a problem, and my problem is eating sugar. I eat so much sugar. This is what they used to call me. You know, Walter Payton is in our family, my immediate family. My sister was Delilah Ruth Plump Payton, and she married into the Payton family. But they call Walter Payton Sweetness. And I used to eat so much sugar, and I'm still eating a whole lot of sugar and too much sugar. And the bottom line is they call me Sugar. That was part of my nickname. I had so many different nicknames, but Sugar was one of them.
All right, Sugar. Well, I want to thank you for that information, because many of us are addicted, have been addicted to sugar all of our lives. And that's why, excuse me, it's important that we get the tools that we need. And these are the tools. You have been equipped with the tools and the information. I'll be posting a lot of it on my blog, zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com. But you can also call in on the show and ask
Sugar Mama Lori, any questions that you have, but be sure and post those comments online. Let's get another call, 773-783. You are live on the Female Solution, Grand Rising. What's your name, where you calling from, and what's your comment for Lori, Sugar Mama Lori?
Well, good morning, Grand Rising. This is Wendy Williams, just sticking my head in the door and saying hello to everyone.
Hey.
How you doing, Zelda Speaks?
Wonderful. Thank you so much for calling this morning.
Mm-hmm. I'll be checking in a little bit more often because I want to talk about these new movies that are out. But pleased to meet you, Sugar Mama. Is that what they call Lori, Miss Lori?
Did you hear Lori? She said,
thank you. Yes, so beautiful. Thank you, Wendy.
Yeah, listen, that sugar thing, it's so real. I was at a movie yesterday and decided to have a sugary drink and passed out in the movie. How about that? Isn't that my
what?
Body telling me this is poison? Yeah, that sugar is poison. Yep.
Oh, wow.
And when I say passed out, I just fell asleep because it was
yeah.
a sugar shock. And
the
sugar
crunch.
Affects you like that.
Yes.
Yeah, sugar.
Yes.
Because I think, isn't it true, you guys tell me, that the liver cannot take that rush of that ingredient, that sugar, because
mm-hmm.
it has to synthesize that. So usually I counteract sugar with a teaspoon of robust olive oil or a teaspoon of cod liver oil.
A teaspoon of cod liver oil.
Or a teaspoon of robust olive oil. Robust.
So, wow, thank you for sharing that, Wendy. We appreciate
yeah.
That's wonderful information.
Yes.
Yeah, the
and
liver.
Onto that, when the liver's involved, the liver governs all of your muscles. So when we eat sugar, I mean, think about, like, how we feel in our body. That may explain to people why when they have the sugar, you feel it in your muscles. Like, your body just does not feel good.
Right. Yep, makes all the difference.
It makes all the difference in the world. Now, how I got on to cod liver oil, Mama used to give it to us all the time.
Uh-huh,
okay?
Uh-huh.
But then I started working out at the gym, lifting weights and things like that, and I noticed that of some of the ingredients that were on the shelves to be purchased, even when you go in GNC, they have cod liver oil there. So I asked one of the bodybuilders, what's up with cod liver oil? I know why Mama gave it to us. That was for vitamin A and D and what have you. But it's, according to the guy I talked to, it helps the function of the liver because you're running too many supplements through the body. And the liver, as we know, right, is the filter for everything, what you breathe, what you drink, what you eat, and even what comes in through your skin. The liver has the task, and that's why I believe we've been blessed that the liver is one of the few organs that can do what? Regenerate itself if you take care of it. So I want to
yes.
just spit out a list of foods that helps the liver that deals with the whole idea of sugar. First of all, the liver likes vitamin B's. The liver, of course, like A and D. The liver pretty much just likes multiple vitamins. The liver mm. also likes lemons, blueberries, the berry family. It likes green apples, not the red, because red has more sugar. And that's the list.
It's a little, use green apples, yep.
Yep, green. And so the liver rejuvenates. There's a couple of more things out there, but the liver also likes cod liver oil. It likes olive oil, olives. It likes things that are pungent, onions, garlic, olives.
Yes.
No. Mm-mm. And avoid what's sweet. And I'm not, and an onion is an onion is an onion. I don't know if there's a difference between red onions and white onions and yellow onions and what have you. But it's all about the pungent. Garlic
yeah.
is a big one. Mm-hmm. And then olive leaf extract, if you can get that. So now you're fighting sugar, and sugar impacts almost everything, including, wait for it, not just diabetes, but wait for it, high blood pressure.
Did you hear that? High blood pressure. And you wonder why? Teach Miss Wendy. Thank you so very much for calling. We got to take our last break. Can't call in. Somebody's trying to call in. 515-605-9325.
You're welcome.
Thank you
I'll
so
just
much.
Hang on and listen.
All right. Thank you so much, Wendy. We greatly appreciate it. Let's take our last break, and when we come back, 515-605-9325, press 1 to speak. And you can, for those who are online, you can post your comments here at on our social media channels on Higher Learning TV Show. Let's take this last break, and I'll be right back. Okay. There it is.
Hi. I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. We are a part of the online network of Associated Internet Radio Hosts, On Air. On Air empowers you with transformative news and interactive radio TV shows. This is such a wonderful time to be alive and to see our human family coming together as one community as a result of that powerful tool, the Internet. We can now talk directly to each other all over the world. There's no need for conflict or misunderstanding. There's no need for violence to solve our differences. We can talk to each other face to face until we reach an agreement. On Air offers a fantastic global guide to communicators from all over the world who are using their Internet platforms to inspire us to strive to be our best selves in order to become the kind, compassionate, loving people we were all born to be. Once we do that, we'll see planet Earth transformed into a place of peace. Subscribe to the recommended YouTube channels, Facebook pages, and podcasts created by these Voices of Enlightenment. On Air provides daily news briefs and a weekly magazine to keep you abreast of events and opportunities. On Air news affiliates in television, radio, and print share information, insight, and interviews with notable personalities. Go to onaireverywhere.com for a daily dose of uplifting news. We're on air everywhere, online all the time.
Oh man, God sent the monthly sun bill today. This sunlight is really expensive, especially during this season. I'll probably have to work overtime to pay it.
Well, you better pay it on time. We don't want the sun to go out and we're sitting up here all day in the dark.
Wouldn't it be terrible if God charged us for sunlight? Well, thank God, the light and heat from the sun is free. So why are we paying such high bills for the energy we use in our homes? Because we don't know how to use solar energy, the free energy from the sun. You can convert your regular home to a solar energy home and save tremendously on your electric bill. Take a look at your electric bill. Wouldn't you like to reduce or possibly even eliminate that cost altogether? Let one of our solar consultants show you how. Call today, 312-849-3456, and schedule a free consultation. That's 312-849-3456.
I'm Dr. CJ of Valona Health, where we combine orthopedic manual therapy and neuroscience to treat the whole person. Health tip for the day is keep it moving. Doesn't matter how, just keep it moving doing something you enjoy. Walking, dancing, rolling on the floor with your dogs or kids, really anything. The body craves movement to keep the bones, joints, and muscles happy. Even our mental health and internal organs and digestive system rely on our movements. Thanks for being a part of the Higher Learning Network on the Female Solution.
Joining us back here on the Female Solution and the Higher Learning Network TV show, which airs Tuesdays at 6, Wednesdays at 1, and 24/7 on the World Wide Web. You can always see it on our YouTube channel, Higher Learning TV Show, and you can also go to our blog, our website, higherlearningnetwork.org. The Love Series, How to Get the Love You Want with Sugar Mama Laurie Cicelda. What does Sugar Mama have to do with self-love? Because everything you put in your body determines how you will feel. Is that correct, Lori?
That is so true. We are what we eat. We've heard that phrase,
since birth.
Food, yeah, since birth. And food is life. When we eat foods that are rich in life, they enrich ourselves. If they're not, if they're processed, we're going to take that in, and our bodies are thereby going to be processed. I mean, I think it's back to basics. And I think one thing that I've learned, Ms. Zelda, after all these samples that I've given out now, I've given out thousands of samples, I've had a lot of people talk to me about their health. And at the end of the day, I think what it comes down to for people is that, you know, they're out for convenience, and so, you know, they buy what's out there, but people realize they're kind of making sacrifices to their health. And, you know, I'm not making anybody wrong. We're all figuring this out. But I feel like the more we can make good foods available to people, you know, they will buy it. And it's just right now what's out there, especially with snacks and desserts, it's loaded not only with processed sugars, but also other things, as we talked about earlier on the show, that are working against their body's health. And again, I'm not a doctor, but I'm fascinated by certain, you know, especially big problems that, you know, in my job, I felt like I was a problem solver. To get work done, you solve problems. In the United States, we're looking at health. The United States, one of the wealthiest countries, we're 47th on the list of countries in terms of health. We dropped from 46 to 47. The U.S., number one user of prescription drugs. The U.S. spends more money on health care. You know, I'm certified health coach. And so when I look at all these statistics and I think back to in the pandemic time period, the United States had a lot of deaths. And, you know, when we look at that, we think about, you know, the gut. And so if we're eating processed foods, if we're eating sugars, and if our immune system is primarily in the gut, it starts to show in this country, a matter of convenience, right, what we've done to sort of accept this is what's there for us. And I feel like somewhere along the line I had a discussion with the food cuisine, and they said, you know, companies like yours, you know, you're a disruptor.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep.
Right, Zelda?
Yep.
A disruptor is someone or some entity that comes in as doing something different. And so I don't have a direct competitor because I am in a different lane, right? And so sometimes I wonder, Lori, I mean, how do you feel about that? I mean, it can be a little intimidating, but at the same time, kind of like you're doing on the show, right, Zelda? You're opening up so that people have a forum, and we're just trying to all help each other live our best life on the planet. So.
And sometimes it takes a disruptor to make us think outside of this box that we were born into.
Yeah.
So I am very grateful for women like you and for Jody, who bring us the kind of, who's not afraid to bring us the information that we need, because this is the kind of information that will help us continue the journey of loving ourselves. Because I know when I eat something, I know I have no business eating. First of all, I got the guilt going on in my mind. And that guilt shows up in my heart and in my gut. So I'm learning to release that as like, okay, well, let me go walk around the block. I know I shouldn't have had that slice of German chocolate cake, but I did. So let me put my gym shoes on and put my parka on and make me do me a quick mile and come back in. And I'm that's called loving yourself.
Yeah.
It's also called forgiving yourself. Because as long as you're on planet Earth and you've been indoctrinated by the culture, which is greed, in the form of our food and the additives that are in it, that's not loving yourself when you eat those things that are so good that are going to make you feel so bad and have a leaky gut. It has everything to do. So for the person who texts me in the middle of the show, now you know. Let's go back to the phone lines. 312-721. You are live on the Female Solution, Grand Rising. What's your name, and where are you calling from?
Yes, just wanted to open the line for the on-air radio network, and I believe we have Zoe that has called in. Zoe, you can unmute and go right ahead.
Zoe Ma, our new Thursday host here on the Female Solution. Shop with Zoe every Thursday from 7 a.m. until 9 a.m. Central Time. Hi, Zoe. Welcome to the Female Solution, Grand Rising.
Hi, Jonah. Hi,
Lily.
Thank you so much for your
information. We can barely hear you.
Yeah, I'm not moving.
Okay, we can hear you now.
Can you hear me?
Yes, go right ahead. Uh huh.
Okay. Yeah, I think the food issue in America is actually a hidden secret, and then there's so many. The products that are there actually commercially available, but it is very detrimental to our health. And also, especially the drinks, the pops, people love it, actually these are the poison.
Can you
like
hear her?
Coca-Cola.
I can't hear you very well, Zoe. Can you call my cell phone and I'll put it on speaker? Because I know if I can't hear you.
Okay, I'll do.
Okay, all right. So Zoe's going to call me back on my cell phone. And in the meantime, you can call in. There's a new number, 727-731. And there's Zoe. And Zoe, you are live. Go right ahead.
Okay, thank you. I'm sorry.
Uh-huh.
I think it's great that this show brings the issue about food safety in America.
You hear?
And there's many issues. A lot of the products available in the supermarket has a lot of ingredients are chemical made, are not naturally made, which is harmful to our health.
Yes.
And also, the biggest issue that everyone drinks like crazy is sodas.
Sodas.
Well, you know, we can use cola to wash our dishes. Do we want that to be in our body?
Did you say you could use soda to wash your dishes? Are you serious?
Yes. You can do the dishes with it. So what I use assisted living. What I see is people should be aware of the Alzheimer's issue. A lot of times the Alzheimer's is also the soda we drink actually causes diabetes in our brain. Soda is the number one enemy to our body, create a diabetic situation. People, they want to take care of themselves, first of all, stop drinking sodas.
Wow.
Those fructosis, corn syrup, they are not good to our body. They are man-made, not naturally made. Our body cannot accept it. The soda called diabetes issue, the obesity in Mexico and China. So, you know, China didn't have a lot of a diabetes-related issue, including soda. Coca-Cola was imported in China. Soda is as bad as opium. Just think about that. So,
soda is as bad as opium.
Wow.
No, and it's legal. It's legal. Remember I told you back in the 20s you needed a prescription? Wow. Zoe.
Yeah. Wow.
I think people should look at it. You know, whatever available in the supermarket, read the labels. If you cannot read many of the names on the label, stop eating it. I go to the regular commercial supermarket. Whenever I buy things, I will read the label.
Mm.
You know, sometimes I go to some, you know, European market, a supermarket, because they have more items, you know, on the label that I understand. If you don't understand the label, do not eat it.
And if it has more than three or four ingredients, you really don't want it.
Especially
if you can't pronounce them.
Yeah, exactly. So, but I say, you know, diabetes and Alzheimer's when people get old has a lot of things to do with the Coke we've been drinking in our life.
That's so freely. Now it's at the dollar store for a dollar because they want to be.
That's the reason they keep you addicted.
Yes.
Just like opium.
Yes. Yes, and
now you're talking about why we have this health issue.
Yes.
Because those things are cheap, but they are harmful.
Yes. True.
But water is cheaper.
Yes.
Drink water.
Yes, drink water. And if you don't like, I have a cousin, a dear sister to me, Hattie Fireson, who would not, worked at a hospital, would not drink water. I was like, cuz, put some lemon in the water. Put a cucumber. Put something in some water. You've got to drink some water. And she didn't drink water, and she's no longer here. I want to read a couple of comments from the line. Vieta Robinson says, truth is sugar is a drug, and it's legal. We use it to increase dopamine and oxytocin in the brain, which was rewired from ACEs. Go back and see the show. You'll know what that is. The something. Glad your guest is sharing the process to control the addiction. To get to the root, we should study the work of Dr. Gabor Maté. Honey, let me tell you, if you don't know who Gabor Maté is, you better ask your mama, as somebody would say. Because this is a man who he's a medical doctor, but he's also a psychologist, and he teaches us how the sugar works in the brain, and it is not healthy. And we wonder why we have this addiction, because we keep feeding the spirit and the soul garbage, and you wonder why you feel the way you feel, because you're eating all the stuff that we've been conditioned to eat, and we eat so much, and we feel like yuck on the inside. You know, but we're cultural, we're sociable, we're doing everything everybody else is doing. Because you think about it, if you go somewhere and everybody's drinking and you have a seltzer water or a ginger ale, they look at you like you're crazy. So you have to get used to people looking at you like you're crazy or something about you or whatever the case is, because if you're going to come out of this alive, disease-free, you've got to do something outrageous. If you want something different, you got to do something outrageous. Not different. You got to do something outrageous. So thank you, Zoe Ma, for calling in and for sharing that.
Thank you, Zoe.
And for those who want to call in, the new number is 727-731-5192. Ooh, it is 856. It is almost – oh, Lord, have mercy. Did I just – I forgot to plug my computer up, and it's about to go dead here. Let us go to the phone line. Did my computer just cut off? Yeah, it did. Oh, Lord. How you going to forget to plug up the computer, Zelda? Okay. Y'all work with me for a minute here. Hold on. I forgot to plug up my computer, and it just went dead. And now I got to pull it back up. What's the name of the show? How could you do that? Simple. You forgot to turn the computer. Forgot to plug it up. How you forget to plug the computer up? Too busy trying to get these calls. Okay, y'all just bear with me. I'm logging back in now. Give me a moment, and while I'm doing this, you can be sending this to someone else so that they can get the information that they need as well. Good thing it's at the end of the show. Network. Okay, the love series. Okay, now it's got to give me a new series number. Okay, thank you for your patience, y'all. I'm pulling it back up. Here we go. Login code is 51047. And we're logging back into StreamYard now. Who's there on the line with me? And I'm logging back in. Are you still there? Is that you, Naima, here? Okay, finally. I entered my name. What's the problem? Thank you all for waiting on me. Thank you all for waiting on me to come back. I forgot to plug my computer up and everything. Okay. Sugar is cocaine. Yeah.
sugar is cocaine. Naima, I am hearing a double. Do you have another line open? Let's see if we can get another call in here. There's Baba. Oh, you know what? It's time for me to play the ending. We're going to have to go into the after show. Can you stay or you have to go, Lori?
I can stay.
Okay, good. So let me play the closing, and we'll be right back.
We've come to the end of our show today, but you can hear every show in the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/thefemalesolution. Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. Watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows, order our books, and be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, Sheshe, India, Zanyaba, Japan, Arigato, Korea, Kamsahamnida, Russia, Spasiba, Germany, Danke, Poland, Dziękuję, France, Merci, Spain, Gracias, Italy, Grazie, Egypt, Shukran, Ghana, Medasi, Nigeria, Eshe, South Africa, Ngiyabonga, Senegal, Jeret, Kenya, Asante, Israel, Toda, Pakistan, Shukriya, Afghanistan, Tashakur, Saudi Arabia, Shukran, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you, and may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.
@onaireverywhere.com. If you are on the switchboard and you would like to speak, we will open up your mic right about now. And that new number is 727-731-5192. But right now we're going to go to the switchboard on Blog Talk, which is 706-202. Unmute yourself, Baba Kwame Sunhorse from Georgia. I believe that is Grand Rising. Baba Kwame Sunhorse from Georgia.
Grand Rising, my sister Zelda of the microphone. It's been a minute, you know. I think this is first time this 2024 I've spoken with you.
Yes, sir.
You know, it's
and condolences of the passing of your mom, Baba Kwame Sunhorse. I never acknowledged that. If I did, I forgot, but I'm sorry.
I thank you. You know, she had 91 good years, and it was an honor to stand there as she did with me when she had me at 19 to take my first breath. I was there for her to take her last breath.
Mm-hmm.
So it was the circle of life, you know, and that's why I say Happy Earth Day, is because
yes,
she birthed me onto this earth. Now my physical mother is gone on, but my Mother Earth is always here with me. So this is why I stand on her and acknowledge her also as being here always.
Amen.
These are the challenges that we have in forgetting sometimes that we are in oneness with Mother Earth, and we have to get back to that to reconnect to her. The thing that I'm seeing is that we're having challenges because we've been, like you said, addicted, and we've been misled And what we have to do is we have to do what we have is we have to reconnect to spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Spirit is what we come from and what we are. And the thing that we have to redo is that we have to feed and feed the spirit. And this is something that we feed the body, we feed the mind. But how do you feed the spirit? You find your oneness in
mm-hmm.
the sources of love that you give to each other and to yourself. Because you can't love anyone outside of you until you learn to love yourself.
Say that.
You can't learn to love someone
love
else
myself.
Until you
Go
can
ahead,
love
Baba.
Yourself. Because when you tell someone you love them and you do damage to yourself, who are you lying to?
Ooh. That's called the higher learner hip roll. Just so that I let you know. Yeah, we lie to
yeah.
ourselves on our faces all day, every day. Every time we open our mouths,
right.
we lie. We know it.
Right. And, you know, we were talking about food. We've got to go back to eating ancestral food. What did our
ancestral food.
Eat?
Did you hear that? Ancestral food. What do you mean by that, Baba?
Right. Ancestral foods are things that grow in nature and that are come from nature. These foods in which we're eating is manufactured in factories and processed and, you know, things that are not in order. And the thing that we should be eating is things that come in its own packaging, that is in the natural packaging, going back and foraging food. Viata did the show last night, and we were talking about mushrooms and the melanin and the combination of those energies that create our greatness because of our we're melanated people.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've got to look at how these things are coming back to order, because on the 20th, Pluto went into Aquarius, and we are in the time of Aquarius. Pluto is the planet of transformation and revolution. Pluto was in Aquarius in 1770, at the time we had the revolution here in America and in France, and now we're having another revolution. And so we've got to look at what are we battling. We're battling for our spirits, because this is a war of spirits. They've got the bodies. They've taken the chains off our bodies, and they put them on our mind. But the mind is connected. And they've taken the shackles and put it on our mind, because we're psychologically adopted. Bobby E. Wright did mm-hmm. from Chicago that was menticide. We're mentally enslaved. And so
yes.
what we have to do is what Bob Marley says is none but ourselves can free our mind.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how you love yourself. You got to free your mind, because the spirit grew the mind. That's why we say spirit, mind, body, is because that is what is there, because even in our ancient ways, the brain was the only thing that they used the brain for, is to mummify you. It didn't have no purpose. It's your heart that's put on the scale. That's
mm-hmm.
why they tell you think with your heart. So anyway, it was just I wanted to chime in for this next era, next season that we're going through right now, because it's not a new year. The new year doesn't start until the order of nature, everything starts to grow in March.
Mm-hmm.
So we're still in winter, and it's what Gil Scott said. This is winter in America, and y'all having some cold weather up there, boy. I'm telling you.
Sir.
Down here, too.
Freezing up here. So I'm not complaining here. I can always put on some clothes, so that's why
right,
I'm here.
But
I can complain. It's Chicago. It ain't going to change. So. I just stopped. Thank you so much, Baba Kwame Sunhorse from Georgia, for chiming
right.
in this week. We can always count on you for some wisdom. 515, I'll leave your mic open in case you want to comment. 727-731-5192 if you still want to comment. We are joined for the after show with our very own executive producer, Naima Latif. Take it away. That's my Chuck Rillery impersonator. Y'all don't know nothing about that. Y'all don't know nothing about that. Laurie, meet executive producer of the show, Naima Latif. Naima, meet Laurie. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Naima. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much, Laurie, for sharing such wisdom. I want to look at the ways we end up getting addicted to sugar, because our parents, in a lot of ways, they start us off, you know, child pride, and you want them to be quiet, so you stick a sucker in their mouth or a cookie or something with sugar.
Yeah.
And they get that sugar rush like Beata talked about. You know, it's like cocaine. It's a drug, but it makes
it ain't like cocaine. It is cocaine. It's just in another form.
And just like cocaine, your body gets addicted, and you get psychologically addicted before you get physically addicted because you're trying to create those endorphins, and sugar gives you that rush. And your parents want you to be quiet, and so they reward you with sugar. They quiet you with sugar. They feed you sugar. And it becomes something your body adapts to, just like cocaine.
Mm-hmm.
And so next thing you know, you're craving it. And look at just our whole culture surrounding giving children sugar. You know, I mean, there's the cake and ice cream of, you know, parties, and I'm not trying to be a spoiler and say you shouldn't give your child cake and ice cream, but this is what I would suggest, and this is one of the things we'll be talking about in our Parenting with Peace class, is we help parents learn better ways to manage behavior of their children. Your children don't have, they're not born with a sugar addiction unless you ate that way while they were in utero, but if you can give them healthy snacks when they want to munch on something. Carrot sticks, apple slices. I mean, these things have a sufficient amount of sugar and they're healthy. Broccoli sticks. I mean, before they get addicted to sugar, they will naturally enjoy the natural taste of fruits and vegetables. We spoil that. We spoil their taste buds by getting them addicted to sugar, feeding them sugary juices. Well, of course, you know, breast milk is always better, and it's sweet, but it's not artificially sweet. So if we can acclimate our children as they're growing, before they even get teeth or as they get teeth, to the kinds of healthy snacks that will keep their bodies in balance so that they're not developing that sugar addiction early, not only will we see that their behavior is much calmer and manageable, and we're not screaming at them and hitting them, trying to get them to behave because we got them high on sugar, but then they'll also, biologically, they will not have a propensity toward diabetes. It's such a small shift to make, and yet, if parents aren't aware, then they just simply do what they've seen done when they were growing up.
We didn't have a manual.
It's a real crisis. I mean, you look at all the, you look at dialysis centers that are in our neighborhoods, and you know, everybody that's on insulin, then they just assume, okay, eventually you get diabetes, you're going to have a limb or two amputated, and we're seeing all these amputees rolling around on wheelchairs. This is really such an epidemic proportion with this sugar situation, and yet if we just did little things to change our taste buds and not get our children's taste buds acclimated to being over sugarfied, then we'll see a change in one generation. We can change the trajectory of this whole extreme diabetic response in our bodies. And it has so much to do, as you said, my dear sister, about self-love. And I was reading in Louise Hay's book about what diabetes means. It means you feel like you've lost the sweetness in life.
Mm.
Or you're supplying yourself with sugar to compensate. And that happens, you know, we all remember times when we used food as compensation, you know, after a breakup or a disappointment. First thing you do is go and get a piece of chocolate cake and some ice cream or, you know, some other sugary sweet to make yourself feel better. So it's those kind of habits that we have to change, and we can train our bodies to enjoy food that is healthy. people think something healthy has to taste bad, like cod liver oil. So it doesn't have to be punishable. You can make fruits and vegetables taste good. You can make fruit salads taste good. You know, bananas and apples and pears. I mean, you can enjoy these things that are naturally sweet. We have to choose to do this with our diet, and that is a sign of self-love. When you see yourself, you know, becoming more and more bloated and overweight and tired and aching, love yourself enough to take care of your body and give it what it needs. But, you know, we're stuck on this emotional distress and a quick fix, which is all a drug is. So can we really look down at the person who's addicted to crack? And, you know, we got to have the sugar rush every time we get sad. It's the same thing. Mm-hmm. The only difference is one has been deemed illegal and the other one has been deemed legal. But it's the same effect.
Mm-hmm.
And our children get punished for being on a sugar high every day and label all kind of ADHD and all the kind of things. And that's the only thing is that if we change their diet, then they would be able to manage themselves because they wouldn't be operating on a sugar high. It's a little thing, but if we can just choose to do it, it would make a big difference.
Makes all the difference in the world. This week, we're focusing on the inside this week, this whole love series about how to get the love you want with Sugar Mama Lord. We're focusing on the inside because the inside represents what you see on the outside. And Zoe Ma had a comment that she didn't get a chance to share, but I want to share with you. She says, Zoe Ma, our Thursday host from Shop with Zoe from 7 until 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, says, there are two types of love, transactional and unconditional. Almost all love between man and woman are transactional and bound to be disappointed in the long run if not managed properly. Okay, Ms. Zoe? Men and women look for love more like emotional therapy to cure their childhood trauma. That's why relationships fail. They can't find the right therapist. I'm sorry. If we can't give unconditional love, we can't expect unconditional love from others. Love begets love. Transactions doesn't beget love. Thank you, Zoe Ma. I'm going to post that on my blog, Zoe Ma. Thank you so very much for sharing that because that is a profound statement. Lori, you want to comment on that?
I love the fact that it's coming from inside. I think that is the journey for all of us. That is why there's mental and physical stressors that we experience in our lives. It's meant to wake us up, pay attention, and take us back inside. When we access the divinity within, we then bring it out. And, you know, we're better to ourselves, but we're also, very importantly, better to everybody that we're interacting with. And, I mean, that's another way to really look at it. All of us are being asked in a way to be more personally accountable because, like, I'm accountable for how I show up in the world and affect everything that I'm interacting with. And that, I think, is another thing that's happening. There's so many things happening in the world now. It's, like, hard to really pay attention to. What's important? What do I need to do? But if we continue to go within, the answers are there. That's what we're being asked to do.
Mm-hmm. And that's a challenge to go inside when you've been outside all your life.
Yes, and that's, as I look back, what I can honestly say, I would not have thought this when I first started going into what I now know was sort of the beginning of the health crisis. It was meant to have me go deep within. I just didn't realize how much I was spending outside focus time. And when we do that, we're going to go after every shiny thing, everything that we think we need. We're going to become focused on things going on all around the world these days with the access that we have with media channels. And it's like it keeps taking us further and further away. That did something to my brain. And when I realized what I was
point, in the health journey, I really started to also become aware that my brain had taken over with me being fixated on taking care of myself, my life, my career. And in a way, I needed to disconnect and go more deeply within. And then I started to connect more to my heart.
Mm.
And that is what it is about right now, connecting to the hearts and sharing that, not only with each other, but the planet that's also in crisis, as we see from all around, you know.
Makes all the difference in the world. Yeah. That is why this week we're focusing on the inside. And I know everybody's looking for how to get the love on the outside, but they don't know it's an inside job. So you got to start here first.
Yes.
And
you know, another thing that Zoe was saying about transactional love, when your parents, who should love you unconditionally, withdraw love from you as a punishment if you do something that disappoints them, if you aren't getting the grades they want you to get in school, or maybe physically you're going through a rough time in puberty and maybe either overweight, underweight, underdeveloped, acne, whatever it is, and they're a little bit mean to you because they want you to be what they think you should be. Maybe you're not a good athlete, maybe you're not a good student, maybe whatever it is that they make you feel like you've disappointed them, and then they, as a result, are not loving, or they say harsh things to you, or are non-affectionate. That has such a lifelong damaging impact on your psyche, your feelings of unworthiness. And that will impact the way you behave. We all know people that are extremely egotistical, extremely always...
I think they call them narcissists now.
Yep.
Yeah. And where does that narcissism come from? It seems like, oh, they're just so vain, but it really is a manifestation of low self-esteem, of trying to compensate for feeling inadequate. And so that's why it's so extreme. One extreme creates another. So when you have whatever's happened in your upbringing that made you feel defective, you spend the rest of your life trying to compensate for that. And that's where narcissism comes in, where you're extreme in your need for attention, for praise, for recognition, being in control, being the boss, all of these things you're trying to compensate for what you didn't get, because you didn't get unconditional love. You got conditional love from your parents, and they often withheld love from you. And so you're so love-starved, that's why your behavior becomes so extreme. And we're seeing that in so many people.
Yeah.
And it's like a wound that just has never healed. They always are needing that reassurance that they are seen as superior to others and all of that. And behavior-wise, they're very unpleasant to be around, but that's the result of them really not feeling worthy, and them not loving themselves, and them not having been loved. So a person who is that kind of character has a difficult time recognizing it in themselves, because their whole behavior is to try to heal the hurt that they received early in life.
Yeah.
It takes a lot of patience to get along with that kind of person, because they generally don't do well in relationships.
It's all about me, 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 me.
Yeah.
And you have to be sympathetic towards them. What you're looking at, for those who are on the switchboard and you can't see right now on the platform here, this is on air everywhere, up-to-date news every single day by our executive producer, Naima Latif. There is just a wealth of information, so you be sure and go and check it out. OnAirEverywhere.com. Everything that you need to know, how it relates to the culture, this is the place to go. So be sure to go follow it and sign on air everywhere.
Yes, we've got a great news team that's out and about and constantly reporting and giving us powerful images and stories, and we're excited because we're looking forward to expanding to our new TV network and just having a ball. We've got, of course, the on-air radio network that you can call in and reach us and hear these wonderful women with all of their wisdom sharing every morning on the Female Solution Global Radio TV show, and on the weekends at noon on Saturdays and at 7 p.m. Eastern Time Sundays. And we're just excited to be able to bring the kind of insight that can really change minds. Once people understand, they will begin to transform their own lives. Like our dear great sister Maya Angelou said, when people know better, they do better.
Mm-hmm.
So we're here to help you know better. That's our goal. And every host has a special insight that she shares and inspires and even motivates people to make some changes. So I'm looking forward to people really being motivated to change some things as we help them understand that what you're doing to the body that you're living in is a testimony to how you feel about yourself. Don't you feel worthy of being in good health? Don't you feel worthy of being in good shape? Don't you feel worthy of not being in pain? You don't have to be. You don't have to be, because everything here on earth is designed to enhance our lives. And all we have to do is allow Mother Earth to heal us with everything that comes out of the earth that's good for our body. It's so simple. It's so simple.
It's all about the earth. And for those who are watching on screen, I know you said, what is she doing? I'm scrolling through onaireverywhere.com so that you can take a look at what you are missing. And the Female Solution, join our host of our list of hosts during the week, and I'm waiting on this page here to reload. But in the meantime, in between time, I'll tell you all about it. Well, you're experiencing Monday Morning Mindfulness right here, right now, and on Tuesdays it is Asada, another new host. So, from Soulful Chicago Book Fair, but that's not the name of the show. What's the name of the show, Naima?
Gathering of the Griot.
Gathering.
So a griot, yes, is someone who is a storyteller that can relay history from memory. And so her guests are wonderful authors of books that are sharing such deep wisdom and understanding. And we get a chance to meet them and talk to them face to face.
And on Wednesdays?
And Wednesdays, I'm right here with my wonderful co-host, Kareem Hamid, and we're also broadcasting simultaneously on the American Muslim 360 radio channel. And we focus on repairing broken families. Sometimes it means repairing the brokenness inside of us, but always ways to improve those relationships that shape our lives. Everything starts from inside the home. So if we can fix that, we can fix the rest of the world.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll focus on that. And then, of course, we've got Thursday with Shop with Zoe. And Zoe's not only giving us some great deals on products that can enhance our lives, she's giving us the opportunity to be international entrepreneurs. We're in a global economy, so all you have to do is find something to sell that people want to buy, and you've got ongoing income streams. So we Shop with Zoe every Thursday. And, of course, we got Health and Well-Being with Beata on Fridays. And she gives us some great insight into the latest in health news, but also some of the holistic healing and health maintenance practices. If we just followed that advice, we would see our bodies do what our bodies do, and that is self-repair. So that's what we do every Friday. And then we've got a whole team of hosts for Saturday. First Saturday, we're live from London, England, with Success Strategies with Jana, and she has a wealth of information on nonviolent communication this helps us to be able to talk to each other better, communicate better, so we can resolve our differences nonviolently. And she is an award-winning author and one who has some insight into this global condition and gives us some insight on how we can better understand each other around the world. And then our second Saturday, we have Mama Joy, and she tells us how we can stand in our authority, be who we are, and face these challenges without fear. So we enjoy listening to Mama Joy, one of the wise elders among us. And our third Saturday, we can travel all around the world
with Deborah.
And she's our travel advisor. She's hooked up some great trip stores as well. But she also prepares us for getting out of our comfort zone, getting out of our neighborhood. And maybe whether you're going across the street, across the country, or across the world, learn how to get along with people and learn how to prepare yourself so that wherever you go, it's a wonderful experience. So that is what we have on our third Saturday. And our fourth Saturday, we introduce you to some fabulous, talented young people on the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest. And you'd be surprised at what some of our young people are doing in terms of song, dance, artistic work, everything from juggling to magic tricks and everything else that they are able to master and really inspire us with their creativity.
This Saturday, mark your calendar at 12 noon. You want to be here?
Definitely. You want to be here for sure. So we're excited about that. You were introducing a new feature every few months. There's a fifth Saturday,
mm-hmm.
and we will be on site live at the Elevate Cafe, owned by our dear sister, inspirational talk show host Jackie Brooks. And that is at 1968 East 73rd Street, the Elevate Cafe. So come on by and conversate at the Elevate Cafe every fifth Saturday. And we are looking forward to some really wonderful times. If you're in the around the Chicagoland area, of course, you know where that is. That's in the South Shore area, so we're looking forward to seeing you there. So we've got a great team of hosts that all have some special insight to life and are sharing their wisdom from their experience. And we're so grateful to be a part of that life journey.
And excuse me. And for those who are online and can see the switch, who can see the screen here. I'm looking for the word. The word is screen, Zelda. Go, you know, sometimes the words just get stuck, especially when I say sugar, no sugar mama. You know, but the things trickling in the brain, it's like, okay, come together. Let the synopsis come together. Y'all, work with me here. Work with me here. I'm live, okay? So we would like for our guest, Laurie, Sugar Mama here, to have some closing words here as you go to her website. And don't worry if you don't get all the information. It'll be on my blog before the end of the day. I stopped saying within the hour because I never do it within the hour. So just go to ZeldaSpeaks.wordpress.com, and you can pull this up sometime this afternoon. That's okay. Take it away, Lori.
Wow, what a beautiful way to get the week launched with a lot of energy, a lot of love, and a lot of sharing. That's what came across to me, this whole show. People helping people, sharing. Think about all the topics that we covered. Like, I mean, I got a notepad full of notes and I...
You and me both, girl. You and me both.
I'm
taking notes while you talking.
Oh, man. I got to tell you, this is how we make the world a better place. It's these, you know, these moments of, like, coming together with a pure heart and sharing. And I'm really thrilled to keep finding people, I would just say, in this global community, like both of you and this network and the show and all the people that we reached today and the people that they're going to tell about,
That's how change gets affected. It's not one big boom and we hit it all. It
right.
never is that way. With my health journey, it's been forward incremental progress, you know, small gains every day. And, you know, that's what we need to keep doing for each other. So I really appreciate sharing with you guys. I love getting to know the customers that are enjoying these products. And I have to say, because I'm putting out there, I think, things that are helpful and doing good, you know, I'm getting opportunities to share. And, I mean, this company is going to be built on that kind of sharing. I've got 2 products now. I've got 4 more coming later this year. And my recipe book is 60 products. This is a
wow.
line. I'm going for a product line.
Okay.
And that's because all the people that want to eat better, I want them to have access to things that I didn't have when I gave up everything that I did several years ago.
Ooh.
I want them
Coconut Bliss.
Pardon me?
Oh, I'm sorry. I just got excited. I saw Coconut Bliss. I didn't see it.
I know. That's the third product. No, that's the third product that will be coming this year. I'm in test already, and it's such a beautiful little treat. The cheesecake that's coming later this year, that also is very decadent. It's loaded with magnesium and copper, all these nutrients that we need.
I'm so glad you said that, the chocolate cheesecake, because magnesium... And what's the other one? There's 2 minerals that we don't get enough of, and it has a lot to do with our joints and dementia.
Oh, yeah.
And so if you can get some magnesium in it, what better way to get magnesium in your body than with chocolate?
I know it. As I work with the nutrition labels for all these products, I look at them, and I'm almost dumbfounded myself when I see the level of nutrition when you put whole foods together. It just is nutritious, and there's no secret about it, right? There's no secret about it.
And the good thing about it is that you're getting nutrition, but you're also getting a snack, and that way you don't have to feel guilty like I did about eating that German chocolate cake, eat it, and then go walk a mile out here in 20 below zero weather.
Oh, no.
I
love it.
You just eat it and get up and do a hula hoop.
You do. That's probably
And feel good. Or dance, and then you won't feel so bad.
Yeah.
I learned that from eating your cookie. Thank you very much.
Oh,
I'm going
to get you some more cookies.
Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
I will.
Yes, ma'am.
You guys are fun.
Tasty treats, real food, no sugar. See, this love thing, this whole love series, it's not about loving them. It's about loving you.
Yeah.
And loving you is an inside out. Inside out. Inside out. It's not outside in. See, we're looking for love out there. That's not where it is. When you begin the process of loving yourself, it shows up. Your aura changes. Your energy changes. You will stop attracting knuckleheads in your life. And I mean knuckleheads. I mean, when I say knuckleheads, I mean people who do not support your purpose, your mission in life. You will begin to attract a different kind of energy, a different kind of power, because you are more powerful than you ever know. But see, you won't know that staying on this 24/7, because this keeps you locked in a place you don't want to be longer than you want to be there. Have you ever looked up and said to yourself, man, I want to check my email on the phone. I've been on the phone 2 hours. What? So you just have to remember, sometimes you got to put this down. Like first thing in the morning, the first hour of your day, remember, we're loving ourselves from the inside out. And that means we got to cut out some of the things, not cut out, maybe to delay some of the things that we are used to doing, because this is a process. And, you know, you're not going to stop eating sugar overnight. That's not how it works. It took me a year to get rid of it. But when you are filling yourself with food that makes you feel good from the culture, you'll see the difference that it makes in your life. I digress. I go there sometime, but, you know, excuse me. But,
no, it's so well said. It is inside. All day long, it's inside. And, you know, we've just got a lot of temptations to go outside.
Yes.
Even for me, as much as I was in a large company, you know, my focus was on so many different things that, yes, it was productive. It was a job. It was, quote-unquote, something that was needed. But even then,
that became sort of a distraction. I got too far away from all that's inside, right? It's all about that. And that's why I feel like we do have hardships in life. It's, again, it comes in, it wakes us up. And I think all these things that happen, you know, they're driving us to access that divinity within, like that spark that we all have. And, you know, we can lose it as we get older. We become a little downtrodden with life, right? The different things that happen to us, we get lost in our careers, we're in relationships that maybe aren't as healthy. And I don't want to make it seem all negative. There's a lot of things, too, that are positive, like I exercise. I actually went too far with exercise at a time.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do know what you mean. I was paralyzed from exercising, trying to watch a 20-year-old next to my 70-year-old body, trying to do what she used to do, trying to do what she's doing because I used to do it. My mind was like, yeah, you can do that. Body said, mm-mm, you ain't going nowhere. We're going to lay you down for about a week, and that's exactly what happened. So I understand. Trust me when I tell you.
Yeah. Anything that's excessive, you know, we're out of balance. And just like, you know, the sun and the moon, there's high tide, there's low tide. I mean, our bodies, our minds, and our spirits, right? It is all about balance. And that's why, you know, we kind of have to just really be paying attention to what are we doing. And I don't have it all figured out. As much as I feel like I've learned a lot, you know, I'm going to turn 60 this year. And I'm like, I really feel
welcome
like...
to the club.
Right? Better than ever in terms of like...
It gets late. It gets greater later.
It is.
It gets greater later.
It gets greater
like
later.
It gets greater later. I love the fact that I'm in, I don't want to use the word, in the company of sisters, seasoned sisters, who are figuring it out and not keeping that information to themselves and sharing it.
Yeah.
Because we need to share it. You can't keep all this good information to yourself. You can't take it to the grave with you. Nobody will know. People need to know things that you know. And
no.
Deborah needs to know, can you ship those cakes and cookies, baby?
I do ship. If you're on the website, I will ship. I ship the United States, Mexico, and Canada.
All right, now.
Yeah, that's important information. You know, and we'll probably deal with people like, you know, I mean, I think one of the things that people are doing now, especially after the pandemic, is having food sent to them.
Yes.
So they don't have to leave the house.
Yeah.
So having a way to get it to your customers through the shipping process, that is just so valuable. A lot of people, you know, that don't live in your city will love your product.
Yeah.
So there you go, you know.
Yeah, I'm grateful. I really feel like once I just decided, Lori, do this, because if you don't, you know, you're never going to know, like, who you can help if you just continue to put yourself out there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, let's say it, like, we all smile and feel good when we have a treat. We share it with people. That's how we spread joy. I mean, food is joy. And
it is.
You know, on any given day, you know, there's always going to be challenges and roadblocks, and it's about, like, what do you do to keep growing and sharing and collaborating? And I really strongly feel like the company for me has given me a chance to interact with so many amazing people that, again, I'm sharing things with them, they're sharing with me, we're helping each other. And the company, in a way, just keeps on building itself, because that is the way that I just woke up, paid attention to, like, this is what I'm going to do. Like, this is the next part of my life. I got sick. I got a chance to come out of it. And now when I work with, you know, whether it's women, people with disabilities, I'm working with so many different people. I really feel like it keeps coming together, even though I don't know everything there is to know about the food business, because I keep getting provided and I keep getting connected, even being on this show. It's a way to connect that I'm grateful for, and you guys are helping me reach people. And it's a circular way of just interacting with people to, again, make the world a better place as long as we're here. And I feel strongly. The other thing I would like to share just really quickly 10% of the profits of this company are donated to Humanity and Earth Initiative. And, you know, I have a better, I've got a focus on interacting with customers of the brand so that they help me figure out where should the money go, you know, and that's important to kind of collaborate because we all decided we need food like this, which is why there's an access point for me to move forward,
right.
You know, and we're
right.
all working together.
Right.
I got a quick question before we go. What's the farthest you have shipped and can ship a food product? Because I can think of some countries where the nutrition really could use some help, but I don't know what the time frame is for, you know, how long a package of food can be en route someplace. What has been your experience and what is your vision for how far you'd like to ship?
Oh, I love that question. So right now, the baker that I'm working with, we ship to the United States, Canada, and Mexico. I've not taken a step to ship outside, but I'd love to do it, any one of those areas. The products themselves, I refrigerate them. They're food tested, so I know there's expiration dates that are to keep things fresh, but I also know that there's nothing in there that is requiring long, how do I want to say this? I've let the products sit out. Right, so I know they can sit out. There's nothing in there that's immediately spoiled, but they'll stay fresher longer. So if something took a couple of weeks, the product's still going to be fresh, but it will be less fresh than it was on the day that it's made because there's no preservatives. You know what I mean?
Right. Did you say that there were no preservatives in this?
There's no preservatives. This is clean, pure, wholesome, and that's it. Yeah, that's all that's in there.
That is awesome, because everything we eat has something, some kind of preservative.
What I'm saying, it's again, one of these things where, you know, we don't have a competitor, because when you look at what's out there, something could be in a tin foil bag in a box, or, you know, there's other chemicals in the food itself.
That's why it's in a tin foil. I learned that in my first year of college, my instructor was a vegan. This was in the 70s. And I'm thinking to myself, you don't eat no meat. What's wrong with you? And she explained to me. She said, anything that does not come from the ground, does not come from a seed, does not to be in your body. And anything that is wrapped in foil or any kind of packaging, you may as well be eating death, because it's just a matter of time before it dies inside you, and then you begin to die inside as well. And I was like, wow, I never heard it like that. And then
it's dark, right? I mean, it's dead food. The food is dead.
Yeah. So I was watching a TikTok video the other day, and the guy was asking, there was a lady, they were having a conversation, she was having some problems, and he asked her, what did you eat today? And she said, for breakfast I had something, and then for lunch I had chicken, and then for dinner I had beef or something like that. And he said, so how many times did you eat during the course of the day? She said, well, I had three meals. And he said, how many times did you snack during the day? She said, probably about three or four. And he says, how do you feel after you've eaten this? She's like, I never thought about that. I'm usually tired, and my mind is discombobulated. And he explained to her, first of all, chicken, which everybody loves in America and all over the world, it's a dead food. What else did you eat? Some beef. Is that alive or dead? It's dead. The snacks that you had, were they alive? Was it apple? Was it cucumber? Was it lemon? Was it grape? He said, no. It was cake, of course, my favorite. It's dead. And then, so can you tell me why you think you feel the way that you feel? You feel that way because you put dead animals, dead substances, in a living, live body. How can you possibly expect to feel good when you're putting death in a live container? I said all that to say this. That's an outside thing. We're working on the inside, from the inside out. Oh, and by the way, love is an inside job. So if you want to continue to love yourself, you got to love yourself from the inside out. And next week we'll be talking about from the outside in. That love that you want from somebody else, it has to come from here first. So I want to thank you, as my sister Viata would say, for a great show and much-needed discussion. Thank us, us as in universal spirits. I want to thank you, Miss Laurie, no sugar mama, for being the best sugar mama on the planet. We thank you. We bless you. And we look forward to having you back here again when you get those new treats in, girl, so we can talk about those, especially that chocolate cheesecake and that coconut, whatever that was, because, you know, I love some coconut. So thank you very much for that. I greatly appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Ms. L. This has been a joy. So grateful. Have a blessed day, everybody.
Thank you, baby, and we will see you next time. Thank you so much. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and we'll see you soon. Thanks, Joey. We appreciate it. Couldn't have did it without you. And now as we close out with our executive producer, Naima Latif, give us a closing word, Naima. Is Baba Kwame Sanors with it? Baba, your mic is open after Naima. Go ahead, Naima. You want to close us out?
I just want people to think about every time you put something in your mouth, what are you doing to your body? And is it something that's enhancing the health of your body? Are you showing love to your body? Are you showing love to that vessel which carries you around and empowers you to do the things you do? First love yourself, as I always say, fly. First love yourself. And you will find that when you love yourself, you're going to attract love to you, because people are mirroring to you what you feel about yourself. So always encourage yourself.
Always encourage yourself.
Give yourself an opportunity to be your best self by saying the things to yourself that make you feel good. When you want to feel good, don't put something artificial inside. Put some powerful words of encouragement inside. Say loving things to yourself. And that way you don't have to grab that piece of cake or piece of pie or candy bar. Say to yourself, I love you.
Mm.
You're beautiful. You're wonderful. You're exceptional.
Mm.
I love you.
Mm.
That's what you give yourself.
Now, see, that's part of next week.
What you'll receive,
mm-hmm.
what you give it to
mm-hmm.
yourself.
Mm-hmm. And next week we're going to give you more affirmations that you can use for the job, for inside out. Today we did outside in, because outside with the food, inside with that. Yes, Baba Kwame Sanhorse.
And assalamu alaikum to my sister Naima. The thing that I'm hearing, and just the last part, because I know we've got to close out. The thing that I'm saying is sugar. And the thing that we look at sugar tears us up, right?
Uh-huh.
And when you tear up cloth, when you use tearing up cloth and pieces of rags, sugar in itself says it rags us when you spell it backwards. R-A-G, rag, U-S, us. And so we got to learn to look at our words and what we put in our bodies and what we think in our minds, because it has an effect on us. Just the same way I remember when I shared with you about wearing clothes with words on it, because that energy of that word is absorbed into your body. And unconditional love, every day when that's why I say grand rising, is because every day when I rise, the grandest unconditional love is to see that sun. There's no condition that the Creator gives that he lets that sun rise.
Mm.
Be it good, bad, or indifferent on the planet, it still will rise. And again, I rise. So we got to understand how we're being given unconditional love, but we put conditions on love.
That's exactly what Zoe Ma said. Thank you so much for that final word, Baba Kwame Sanhorse. And thank you all for listening and joining us here today. on The Female Solution as we continue the love series, How to Get the Love You Want. Part two will be next week. And you can, in the meantime, you can go to our Facebook page. You'll see it right there. It'll say HLN TV, but actually it's Higher Learning TV Show.
Zelda.
Facebook. Higher Learning TV Show. Yes, Baba.
Abbreviation for love. Life's only valuable equivalent. L, life only, O, V, valuable equivalent. What is equal? Love. The only thing in life more valuable is love.
That's true.
I will put that on the blog as well. And Pianke, yes, I will be calling you. Oh, Naima, you got to give me Pianke's email address. He wanted to send me something. And last but not least, be sure and check out my girl Effie Roth from 12 until 1 p.m. on UrbanPraiseRadio.org. And be sure when you call in, be sure and tell her that Zelda sent you, okay? And in the meantime, in between time, be sure and post all your comments on our YouTube page. If you enjoyed today's show, please type yes in the show and share it. All of our Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram channels, Higher Learning TV Show. Thank you so very much for being part of a growing, what's the word I'm looking for, Naima? As we continue to learn and grow about what our bodies need in order for us to be the very best that we can be, this is what we need to do, and that is to learn ourselves from the inside out. Be sure and join us Wednesday at the Betty Shabazz International Charter School. Set your alarm for 2 p.m. We will be podcasting live. We teach podcast training one-on-one. You can go to our website, higherlearningnetwork.org/resources. And you'll see that information there as we leave you with a note, a voice of the children from the Higher Learning Network training show.
Yes.
Thanks for watching and thanks for sharing. Make it a great day. Shalom, peace, namaste, hotep, and all that good stuff.